InfoWars. Tomorrow's news, today.
Now, I've talked about this for years. And as we go further into the future, with the quickening of all the technology and developments, things are just getting more and more intense. And again, decades ago, I'd maybe say once or twice every few years, this is the most hardcore time to ever be alive. Now I'm saying, wow, things just went to a new level, almost on a monthly basis, weekly basis. All hell is breaking loose right now. I mean, this is just totally bonker town. I have got to cover all of this, and I've got a very good idea on what's going on with a lot of these stories that nobody else does. And it's exactly what I've been tracking. Okay, so they really screwed up when behind the scenes the CIA pressured Trump into covering up Epstein and the files. We know that happened now because it implicates the CIA and Mossad, of course. Then they doubled back and salted it with embarrassing stuff about him that's nothing burgers but still embarrassing, so he blows up. And then I predicted if Trump is a good guy, which I think a 98% chance on this, that's what all my instincts and evidence show. It's not, I don't want to believe it. That's what I see. He's going to start dropping hammers on their asses. And they've released all these new documents now. Remember Patel a few days ago warned, starting to grow some balls. He needs to grow elephant balls. Now he just barely, now his balls just dropped. They're you know, the size of marbles, little marbles. Needs to get some big, big coconut balls here, buddy. All of you were all doomed. And he said, oh, media keeps saying they weren't involved in the Russiagate hoax. I'll just release those documents. And that's set to be released the next few days. And they're just hitting them, hitting them, hitting them. They've now released Bill and Hillary Clinton, former AG and FBI directors subpoenaed for Jeffrey Epstein testimony. Ha, 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 ha. Gun kicks as hard as it shoots. Exclusive FBI document reveals Jeffrey Epstein's secret history as an FBI informant to James Comey and others like Robert Mueller. Told you all that years ago. I've been covering Epstein first, 20 years, right here. It's all on them. Never anything real on Trump other than being socialites and knowing each other. So I've just been saying, why not actually start releasing all the stuff? So it's not like one file. The stuff is all over the place. Just release it all. And then everybody's used to hearing, oh, indictments in 2 weeks. I'm the one for the last 8+ years saying you'll never see indictments with the likes of, the likes is a new word I admitted, the likes of AG Sessions and all that crap and all the Q bull. Oh, Hillary's secretly in Guantanamo, Q drops. JFK Jr. is going to show up in Dealey Plaza, Q drops. 2,000 idiots show up. No, I've been saying you're not going to have indictments. Now I'm saying very good chance of it for months and months and months and months and months. Not just from my DOJ high-level sources, but also my own reading of everything and what's going on. And now, for the first time, everybody's like, we've heard lots of criminal referrals to the DOJ from Rand Paul and Tulsi Gabbard. And yes, this is her criminal referral a week ago, now sent to a federal grand jury. When they send the referral, they're asking for the indictment. The feds don't go in front of a grand jury and say, oh, we want to see if you want to indict. When they bring it, they're arguing for an indictment. Finally. And they've got a grand jury paneled on Jack Smith. Yeah, baby. And when I saw that over the weekend, Saturday, I said on the special show, I said, the fact they got a grand jury on his ass, that means more's coming. Ooh, I'm getting a tickle up my back right now. Ooh, ooh, I feel a disturbance in the force. They already tried to kill Trump twice. They indicted him. The game rules are changed. He said 2 weeks ago, he said, I told him not to indict Hillary. I wanted to just move on. But now I'm going to do this, whether it hurts the country or not, because it's got to be done. Yes, justice be done, though the heavens fall. Do what must be done, Lord Vader. Show no mercy. If we don't act quickly, there'll be civil war. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm cutting this on the afternoon of July 30th, 2025. You have 7 days from this date to buy one bottle of any of our amazing supplements, the Ultramethylene Blue, the Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit, the list goes on and on, Ultimate Life Force. and get a bottle absolutely free. But you got to be a VIP. But that's the best part. This catch is a great deal. You spend $30 a month being a subscriber, cancel any time, and you get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers just sent to you, and you can cancel any time. So you make $10 by becoming a subscriber. You can cancel any time. This is only running for 7 days. Experience ultramethylene blue. Experience the other incredible supplements. But also, the buy one, get one free goes for the ball caps, the t-shirts, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. Those of you who've ever gotten products, now's the time. It'll blow you away. Get the methylene blue bare minimum at thealexofstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Revolution in the hearts. The children start to march. It is Tuesday, August 5th, 2025. I come to you from the battle-hardened studios of InfoWars, deep in the heart of Texas, Austin. The children start to march.
Nine people to death, committing one of the most heinous crimes in history.
Thank you so much for joining us on this live Tuesday transmission. And the planets are aligning. Unbelievable movement everywhere. And I've got a very clear picture looking into my organic Palantir of what's unfolding and happening. The good, the bad, and the ugly. A insane crescendo of finales. You have gigantic Jeffrey Epstein cover-up case developments, some of the biggest yet. You have the first time grand juries impaneled on Jackie Smith of the Russiagate hoax and on the overall Russiagate coup plotters, the Russia hoax coup plotters. For the first time, these aren't criminal referrals to the DOJ. This is the DOJ going to grand juries. When the DOJ goes to grand jury, they have prosecutors. They're arguing to indict. That's why the feds want to indict a ham sandwich they can. Well, this is not a ham sandwich, baby. This is the mother load of naked corruption. And you notice I've been saying that Russiagate was a rolling coup. 2020 was a successful election fraud coup. They've been ongoing since then trying it. Podesta even said they would not accept the 2020 election if Trump won, that they would stage a civil war. And I created the talking point that this is a deep state rolling soft coup. Notice that's the language of the White House the last 6 months. That's why the bad guys want us off the air. Because when the White House continues to call it a election meddling and a hoax. I go, stop calling it a hoax. Call it what it is. Treason. Well, that sounds radical. Well, they brought us into radical times. That's where we are. So, this is not criminal referrals that, you know, went there in the first Trump administration and just disappeared into a black hole. This is two grand juries. Now, they haven't said where yet. If they announce they've been sent to D.C., then you know the fix is in and this is for cosmetic purposes. I don't believe that because they wouldn't even do that. They'd have a special counsel that almost always is a whitewash. The task forces, the strike force and the task force, one on Russia, seditious conspiracy, treasons, what's called, has wide-ranging in all jurisdictions. So does Ed Martin's government weaponization task force, which really is a strike force. They just had a set up another one and said, well, let's call it what it is internally. That's what it's been called for 50 years, a strike force. It's all the agencies, and it is a free-for-all. And so you've got that. This is not the first Trump administration. They tried to kill Trump twice. He knows they're going to put him in prison when he gets out of office in 3.5 years. If he doesn't politically destroy them and put the ringleaders in prison that totally deserve it. And nobody's going to get mad who has a brain at Trump and the DOJ if they'll do their job. It's definitely moving that direction. Trump's definitely cracking the bullwhip. So are we. Nobody's going to say this is weaponization by the Trump administration. Nobody's going to say this is lawfare. Nobody's going to say this is politically motivated. This is survival motivated. And I'm putting maximum pressure into the ether, into the other talk show hosts, into the public, and into the White House. I mean, on air and behind the scenes, I am screaming at people that everywhere I go, people say basically one thing. We want indictments, and we want them last year. We want the deep state indicted. We want them SWAT teamed like Roger Stone for no reason. And we want them convicted, and we want their asses, Brennan, Clapper, Comey, Jack Smith, Hillary Clinton. She doesn't have presidential immunity. We want their demonic, sick, human trafficking, disgusting, anti-American, treasonous asses in federal prison, and we want it now. Meanwhile, you got Thune over there. Trump's like, keep it in session to give me my nominees or take it out of session. So if you're already going out of session in August, like you always do for hundreds of years, that's harvest time for everybody to go back when we were an agrarian society. The media spun it. Oh, there's a recess to cover up Epstein. It always happens at the end of July and August. And Trump said, no, stay in session. And they go, no, we're just going to say we're in session but not go out of session so you don't get automatically all your appointees. Just remember that big, giant problem. Because that's how they keep us from draining the swamp. Trump's appointees won't be perfect, but they will be light years better than what we would have gotten with Kamala Harris. Look at the Supreme Court we did in the first term. So you got the huge Epstein news I'm going to hit. Bill and Hillary Clinton, former AGs and FBI director subpoenaed for Jeffrey Epstein testimony. By the House Republicans. Leaked FBI document reveals Jeffrey Epstein's secret history as an FBI informant. I told you that decades ago. It's not the CIA, it's FBI. Mueller and then Comey held the file and his daughter managed it. We got that coming up. We've got Netanyahu. I reported this yesterday. And people said, oh, that's just made up hatred of Israel. I don't hate Israel. I just report what's going on. And now it's all over the news today. Netanyahu is going to occupy all of Gaza and drive 2 million people into God knows where. Leaked plans last year were to ship them to Europe and the United States. And they look to get rid of the other 3 million Palestinians, they call Arabs, that are in the West Bank and other areas, and ship them here so that they can create a whole bunch of new Democrat districts of that'll just love all of the radical Islamists that are taking over our major cities, What a gift the neocons gave us, blowing up the Middle East, staging 9/11, opening the borders, flooding us with the bottom of the barrel out of the Middle East. Again, I don't like what Israel's doing. I'm sorry for the children. But if they're so deadly and dangerous, you got to drive them all out and give them to us. That's like Netanyahu creeping in your bed at night. And you know, before you climb into bed, you're in the shower about to go to sleep. You're brushing your teeth. And Netanyahu climbs to the window and puts a trained cobra. You know, it doesn't bite him, but it bites you under the sheets. Puts like a 4-foot king cobra in there, and he just slips back out the window. Thank you, Netanyahu. Thank you. You're so sweet. I mean, I'd rather Netanyahu take a dump on me. So, it's just unbelievable chutzpah. And then, of course, this. I'm on the third hour with Count Dankula, popular Scottish comedian, good friend. And they walk in and hand me Jerusalem Post, AP, everything. And I don't just believe mainstream media. I already knew this was coming. It's already being done. Oh, FEMA and other federal emergency agency connected groups to deny all aid to states and counties if they even have just anti-genocide resolutions or you know, in any way join any of the planks of the boycott movements. Similar ones that the Jewish lobby mainly ran against South Africa and apartheid, main group behind it. Talk about getting bit in the ass by, you know, your own creation. And run by Soros, all of it currently. And just the Muslims running around, you know, flipping out everywhere, how much they hate America. And then you've got Trump and the admin saying, well, if you criticize, you know, Israel, that's what's in the literature. It's what's in the Homeland Security document. It's what's in the regulations. We'll cut your funding. When you're getting flooded or a fire comes through or maybe an earthquake. And I'm going to unpack this. And then immediately I saw on X, the neocons and the bots. This is a fake story. This is a fake story. None of this is happening. Yeah, there's no global government. There's no fentanyl deaths. There's no open borders. There's no human trafficking. There's no secret brainwashing your kids in the schools for transgenderism, which all is true. So then they deny it, and I know it was the bot farms, Israeli bot farms. Like, no one's starving in Gaza. Well, they are, but it's Hamas's fault. You know, just the same stuff, standard procedure, deception. And then by the evening, the White House goes, actually, we're pulling that out of the FEMA contract directives. And I have the DHS and FEMA documents here, and I have a whole list of more than 20 states, including Texas, that if your county or city criticizes Israel, they withhold all state funds. So don't try to act like this isn't going on, first off. But I got the receipts. I'll show you the states and the and it's getting worse. And you got the ADL trying to pass laws at the state and federal level to arrest you if you criticize Israel. Now here's the deal. If the UK was trying to pass laws here and lobbying to take our free speech, I'd be against them. And they've actually been pushing it some, and their police chief saying, we'll come arrest you in America, and I harp on that. And they try to sue and control U.S. tech companies' interests, and I'm all over their ass, and I'm all over Starmer and can't stand him. But you don't get called anti-British when you say, Keir Starmer's a pedophile protecting communist warmongering dirtbag piece of crap. Doesn't even enter your head that he's whatever he is, 15 years as the main magistrate protecting all the pedophiles. I mean, just it's a laundry list of carnage. But when you get a bad actor like Netanyahu, who's really trying to take over the administration with stuff like this, it's one thing for us to pay for the bombs and all the rest of it. That's bad enough. But, you know, Israel and the Israeli lobby is really flexing here, people. So I'm going to hit this first and go over this in great detail. But, you know, now the Israel lobby's promising to primary Thomas Massey, and then it's MTG, all because she comes out and votes right on every issue. against the AI liability dictatorship takeover bill. Got that hope killed. You know, against attacking Iran. Against, you just, right down the line, she's right, she's right, she's right, she's right. And she's like, listen, I don't care what country it is, it shouldn't be over here manipulating our internal politics and spying on us. MTG warns she could leave GOP. Party has turned its back on America first. So I want to just talk about a example of real courage, real integrity, real Americana. Actually doing her job, standing up for the sovereignty of this country, and representing the people of her district in Georgia. We have been so conditioned to have the UN and the NGOs and all these globalist leftist groups and all these Islamicists and others here and all these illegal aliens thinking they get everything free and their arrogance and their anti-Americanism. And that's a huge problem. And then you juxtapose it with the Israel lobby that was so involved and at the very heart, along with the Catholic Church, it's just a fact, of flooding Europe and the United States with North Africans, Islamists, you name it, and pushing all the anti-free speech garbage and all the anti-Western, anti-Christian stuff. And then October 7th happens, and the very day it happens, all the big universities, even the heads of the universities, and boil out and have demonstrations and say, good, great job, Hamas, slaughtering men, women, and children. And then, of course, Netanyahu stood down, and Israel helped create Hamas. I mean, it's all really a sick background here, but the point is, it's still, Hamas is terrible. Don't support them. And then finally, all these leftist Jews and right-wingers and Jews went, oh, my God, the Democrats hate us. Oh, you didn't know that while you're busy claiming Christian conservatives and people that don't want open borders are secretly Nazis, or we want the Federal Reserve audited, so that's code word because we hate you, and all that stuff you tried for, you know, back to Pat Buchanan and everything. And you're like, oh, my God, we've brought in tens of millions of people that want to kill us. Yeah. And now Netanyahu wants to ship a bunch of them here. How about Netanyahu take Hamas and all the red people he wants to ship over here? How about he takes it? How about he sticks it up his fucking ass? How about that? Excuse me, God. I apologize. Family show. So, seriously, I don't like Netanyahu and I don't like Hamas. Got it? I don't like the mullahs. And I don't like Mossad and AIPAC trying to run our lives. And heavily involved with the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center trying to silence and censor Americans. And they just use Israel anti-Semitism as the pretext because that's, ooh, World War II, ooh, you're Hitler. They want to censor everything, people. And if they are able to ban the N-word and put you in jail for it, which some states do, then they can ban every other word. I don't want to use the N-word to hurt somebody's feelings, but you need to, everybody needs to use it to get over it so it doesn't have this power over people like a magic abracadabra word. Call me a honky. Call me a cracker. Call me a cave dweller. I love it. Because I don't, words don't control me. Sticks and stones break my bones. But words will never hurt me. But they can take your words away, you're done. And then it's, ooh, don't deny the Holocaust. If you say 5,999,000 died, you are put in jail for 5 years in Germany, at least. Next time, 20. Look it up. Now it's happened in the UK, Canada. And they want to pass the same stuff here. And I got the ADL on video with congresspeople. We want to put you in jail. I have Sacha Baron Cohen 4 years ago at the ADL gala with the head of the ADL saying, we want, he talks about me, he talks about Zuckerberg not doing enough censorship for him. And he said, we want Zuckerberg and we want the other people like Alex Jones arrested. He called for a purge. He called for our arrest. Boy, that sounds pretty totalitarian. Call it commie, call it fascist, whatever you want to call it, big man, big actor. Who goes and tricks rednecks after the third time he sings it to say, throw the Jew down the well. So my country can be free. So my country can be free. He goes and says throw Jews down wells. He thinks it's funny. I never said any such thing. And he wants to put my ass in prison. Listen, Count Dracula, or whatever you are. You look like Count Dracula to me. Look like King Charles combined with a horse's ass. You are a totalitarian. You are a bad man. You are a scumbag. You come to my country to crap all over us and then engage in your sinister evil operations and then say, if I don't love it and get on my knees, that you want me in jail. We got the clips coming up. And then you wonder why the whole world's becoming so anti-Semitic, as you say, which I refuse to engage in because I refuse to throw a whole groups of people into something. But the leadership of this, that group has done this before, and they know how to hype everybody up, commit a bunch of stuff in your names, Jews, and then get a big collision of civilization out of it. I don't want that to happen. I don't want Israel blown off the map. I don't want Iran blown off the map. I don't want the Palestinians blown off the map. I want peace. I want security. I want freedom. But I can see what's being done here. So I'm going to come back with AOC and the incredible things she's been saying. And I'm going to play a clip of her. And then I'm going to get into where all this is going. And again, the competing social credit scores. They're getting the right wing to go along with censorship, Internet ID, and Internet social credit scores through, oh, it's anti-Israel. Let's censor all the leftists. Then the leftists, funded by the very same NGOs, they want to censor saying mother or father on a hospital entry form to have a baby. They want to censor, I mean, just period. Oh, you can't. We're not hiring any white people right now. Nope, when no white men need to apply to be able to enter this college. That's all official all over the Western world. That's hardcore discrimination, social credit score from the left. I'm against that. I'm against the ADL. I'm against all forms of it. But remember, the old children's parable, riddle, nursery rhyme. Jack Sprat could eat no fat. His wife could eat no lean. So between the two of them, they lick the platter clean. That's the dialectic. You got the problems they create, they hype up. They're the biggest things ever, they claim. Most of the time, not even a big issue. And the left wants to censor, control language, and control everything, and destroy the family, and just mega attack. And then you come in with the right wing. Oh, look, the left are running around waving Hamas and Hezbollah flags and saying they want to drive Jews into the ocean. We got to censor all them. And once you set the precedent, you censor everybody. No, you can say whatever you want. As long as you don't call for specific violence on specific people at specific times. The answer to all of this garbage is free speech. It's the disinfectant. So the globalists are creating a crisis like a warden. They've been doing this for hundreds of years around the world, where they'll put one race or one religion, depending on the country. If it's all white, it'll be Catholic versus Protestant, like in Ireland. Or here in the U.S., black, Hispanic, and the white areas. And then the warden uses them all against each other to control the prison. They're turning this all into a giant divide-and-conquer system. Stay with me. We'll be right back. I'm cutting this on July 30th, 2025. That means you've got 7 days to take advantage of one of the biggest sales in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. If you buy any of our amazing supplements, the Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, all of the great products are there right now. Buy one already discounted, get the very same bottle, the very same product, absolutely free, but it's only running for 7 days. When you're a VIP for $30 a month, you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special discounts, and more. That's how you take advantage of the buy one, get one free. This is only for VIP members, but anybody going to the store should be a VIP because you get $40 for subscribing for $30 a month. You make money on that, and you can cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for your support. Our medical
medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at theoliveshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexshowstore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexshowstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
big. My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, this is really funny because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexshowstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You keep saying you've got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. And now someone
else. All right, before I launch into what's really going on with the incredibly dangerous DHS FEMA reports, orders, rules that were sent out to the states and cities in the last few days, that is all part of a larger public plan to pull state and local federal funding from any county, city, or state if they criticize Israel, basically, in any way. And you've also got the state of Texas a few weeks ago came out and said, in other states, you can't get a state contract to build anything or do anything, clean toilets, you name it, put road signs, build roads, anything, park benches, whatever, telephone poles, if you criticize Israel. I mean, that is a social credit score. That is totalitarianism. So you got the governor saying he's going to hold state funds to major cities in Texas.
And so I'm going to go over what's really going on here, because people got really upset, and a lot of people in Congress got upset, and Trump's constituents went, what? And I'm going to explain their perspective. I know most of you have the same perspective. But here I am not wanting, just because there's other stuff going on in the world that's really important, and I'm going to cover a lot of today. There's other things than Israel and the Muslims. But because there's a dual state with a lot of American Jews with Israel, and then the Muslims, like all the Somalis, every one of the major elected ones we've seen say, I'm not really American, I'm Somali. I care about sending money back to Somalia. It's all these people here that have brought all their old world fights to us, and now they all want to take our speech away because they're fighting with each other, and it's the very globalists above it that are pulling the strings. But before I do that, I want to play a clip of AOC and some of the news articles that have interviewed her in the quotes that she's abandoning Trump. There's a divorce happening, like they said a month ago. And I said, what's Trump doing, saying there's no Epstein files? Epstein killed himself. There was no blackmail. Well, then why is his accomplice in prison for human trafficking? Ghislaine Maxwell. I mean, come on. It's not that I want Trump to fail. This is a major departure. And then we see Kennedy getting the fluoride out of the water, the orders going forward, winning the class action suits. A bunch of states already just pulled it this year. It's a domino effect. And Pam Bondi and the Chemical Council that she's been on the payroll for over at the Ballard Group with Susie Wiles kills it, blocks it. I am an issue man. I don't want to make it about, are you Catholic? Are you Protestant? Are you Jewish? Are you Muslim? I want to make it about, what policies do you stand for? And I will defend the First Amendment, and I will defend property rights, and I will defend the right to self-defense, and I will defend our sovereignty. And I don't care whether it's Keir Starmer or whether it's Ursula von der Leyen or whether it's Benjamin Netanyahu. They are all absolutely in our business and trying to bring totalitarianism to this country. And Netanyahu's trying, that came out last year in his memos, trying to ship half of the survivors of Gaza here. Again, but let me go back to MTG. When you read what she actually said, or you actually watch what she said, I'm being left. She's not leaving Trump. He's starting to leave us. It's like you're happily married, you know, let's say 10 years. Your husband usually comes home after work. Now he's gone. He comes home smelling alcohol. You smell perfume on him. He leaves his iPad out, and he's talking to a woman. Oh, baby, I love you. I'll see you tonight. The wife brings it up. He says, I'm not doing that. Shut up and leaves. You're like, wow, I guess we're going to have to probably get a divorce. What about the kids? Or vice versa. Women do it to men. So Trump is beginning to go from going pretty much in a perfect direction to turning 20, 30 degrees. And if you look at the trajectory and it keeps sliding this direction, we're in deep trouble. Now, I have never said Israel is the dominant lobby in the United States. It is when it comes to foreign policy in the Middle East. And they get away with spying on us and stealing our secrets and a lot of bad stuff. And they do blackmail and spy on presidents. But before, it was usually for, quote, their interests, and I don't support that, but that's what went on. Now, because the Democrats are so disorganized and falling apart and record low poll numbers in their history and have almost, you know, no support, almost zero fundraising, Benjamin Netanyahu has got a lot of his people in the White House and in the administration. I mean, Susie Wiles, for heaven's sakes, ran his political campaigns and basically lives in Israel part of the time. And I don't want to be an enemy of those people. I don't want to have to come after them. But if they come after us and our agenda that's right and true and pure Americana, well, then let's go. And my agenda is not a panicking. In fact, we played that on Owen's show. Find the newest clip of Trump. He got asked by a reporter, what do you mean by a panicking? Well, people that mean well, that support me, but panic on things they see me doing, don't know the larger picture, my trillion D chess. I still like them. And he wasn't bringing that question up himself. They brought it up. But no, we're not a panicking. We are a holding your feet to the firing. We are a putting the pressure on him. We're not a panickins, we're a pressurins. We take it to the woodshedding, the people in your administration. We're not like the Democrats, a cult that just get told two men can have a baby and communism's wonderful and fluoride's delicious and let's all take our Pfizer shots. We put you in there to dismantle these criminals and protect us from them. We didn't put you in there to then bring in some neocon crazy town censorship bureau. So I'll call the good stuff Trump's doing, as I do, and overall it's still good, but the direction and the veering is dangerous. So it's like the wife or husband comes in and says, listen, we've been married, we got kids, don't throw this away, I'm going to give you a chance to stop and to go to church and repent of this. But if I catch you doing it one more time, we're getting a divorce. I mean, that's pretty much the zone we're going into here. Okay? And it doesn't mean we're going to stop voting Republican overall. It doesn't mean we won't still support good things Trump does. It's just the magic's lost. It'll kill any type of, you know, Trumpist ideological dynasty. I don't mean genetic dynasty, but ideological. And that's okay because we're the populace that took over the Tea Party and took over the Republican Party, and we'll continue to get more and more MTGs in and more Matt Gaetz in and more Gozers in and you know, so many other great ones in. We'll continue on. And if you want to short-term do this kind of stuff and veer off, then that's your issue. You're leaving us. But here's the deal. I don't intend to let you go so easy, Trump. I'm going to, you know, get your brother to come over and talk to him. Get your mom and dad to come over and talk to you. You know what you do in a family. I'm going to get the pastor to come over and talk to you. That's what we're doing with you and Susie Wiles and the rest of them. And every time we hold Trump's feet to the fire, because he's very busy and these people sneak around under him, he will course correct, but only if we hammer the airwaves, hammer the constituents to wake them up, to mobilize them, and hammer the bad guys or the people that are just lobbyists and there to play political ball. We're not here to play political ball. We're not here to get a position in the power structure. We're here to remove the face sucker that is the New World Order. See, I'm not just like Nick Fuentes or somebody saying, I'm just done completely with Trump. And he predicted all this over a year ago and said he was done. And I can see his perspective. I'm not saying he's wrong overall. I'm saying we brought an agenda in from Trump, and if we just throw our hands up and take our ball home, then they'll totally take over. No! We're going to hammer each bad thing that comes out of that administration. We're going to vaporize it nonviolently, politically with the truth. And then we're going to supercharge with nitrous oxide every good thing he's doing to send the horsepower up from 1,000 to 1,800. This is a tug of war. You think we're just going to get him in and it's all going to be easy? He's got 3 million people under him. So Marjorie Taylor Greene threatens dramatic breakup with Trump over a core base frustration that could upend entire Republican Party. I don't know if the Republican Party is leaving me or if I'm kind of not relating to Republican Party as much anymore, she revealed. I don't know which one it is. Her fidelity to the president is still strong, she insists, but she sees flashing red lights, warnings that the GOP is out of step with the MAGA base. Oh, like Thune not keeping Congress in session, as Trump asked, and then not taking it out of session like they were going to do, so he would get all his appointments, the recess appointments. No! That's a big-ass flashing red light, baby. That's not a red light. That's a big red hammer. Bong, 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 hitting us in the face. I think the Republican Party has turned its back on America First and the workers and just regular Americans, she said. And then she talks about all these interests that were anti-Trump, never-Trumpers, the neocons and others. And I love how the fake warmongering right-wing Levins and Shapiros go, ooh, you want to sneak a code word in about Jews by saying neocon. No, when I want to say Jews, I'll say Jews, like Netanyahu. Half the neocons are people like Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld. You got about a half of them were Jews. Yeah, you're the ones always, we talk about neocons injecting Jew into it. Have you figured that out yet? You're the guys that have summoned this by attaching all these wars and censorship and horrible policies to saying anti-Semites are saying this. You want to control the border? Anti-Semite. You don't want these wars? Anti-Semite. You don't want to be censored? Anti-Semite. And then people go, well, I guess I am then. No, the never-Trumper neocons are the ones that are basically taking over the White House. And listen, I don't like Marco Rubio. He ran in 2016 on New American Century. That's the globalist neocon think tank 9/11 plan. He hates me. Says he want to kick my ass when I come up and talk to him. Very articulate, very smart. Doing what Trump's bidding, doing an excellent job implementing it. I hope he's like Darth Vader at the end of, you know, Return of the Jedi and he's turned good. I mean, I don't know. But Susie Wiles, Bondi, a whole bunch of them every time I turn around something bad happened, it's them. And people like Thune and Johnson sneaking around behind the scenes. And I don't want to hate Johnson or hate Thune. I just have to call what's going on. And then you've got them implementing what the states are already doing, the majority of them. If your county or city or state criticizes Israel, you get your funds cut. And your company can't bid for government contracts. It's two-way. That is discriminatory. People go, well, then how can he cut the funding to California education by billions? Because if you're discriminating against white people and telling them they're evil or brainwashing five-year-olds that are really another sex, that is disgusting and criminal. You can constitutionally pull funds for that. But you can't say if you live in Austin, Texas, and they boycott Israel or something, or say they are, or criticize Israel, that's considered boycotting, then no FEMA emergency funds, and next time there's a flood, you can just die. So it doesn't matter you're a Republican and you live in Austin or San Marcos. When there's a wildfire or flood, you just got to not be saved, even though we took your tax money for this, because your leaders did something. That is terrorism. And I'm going to get to it more and unpack it. And the Trump administration pulled back once there was a backlash. And they're like, well, we really didn't mean it. I've got stacks of this stuff, and the Republicans in Congress trying to put even more draconian stuff in like this. I'll detail it all when we start the next hour. But right now, here is a clip of MTG. It's clip 19. Here she is talking about this phenomenon.
You're touching on something I think a lot of us in MAGA world are a bit confused about, right? And it's this whole idea of America first. We believe, or I believe, I'll speak for myself here. I believe America first means enough of the foreign wars, enough of funding, you know, backing Ukraine, enough of sending money to a Middle East conflict between Hamas and Israel. Enough of all of those things. Let's bring it back to the United States. Some of the things that the administration has pivoted on. I mean, I believe Trump said he was through with all those things before he was elected. Seems to have changed. Now, I also read in that article, in that interview, that you don't blame Trump, you blame the party. As the leader of the Republican Party, doesn't the buck stop with Donald Trump?
Well, you know, for one, it seems to be all the people that did not support him during his campaign. I was one of the loudest people that supported him during the campaign, but it's all the others that came on after he won the general election. Those seem to be the people that have the red carpet rolled out to them to the Oval Office. And I think that has a lot to do with who the people are in the White House. Also in Congress, it's interesting how I have all all these Republican colleagues of mine who were hardcore never Trumpers, hardcore anti-MAGA, but yet all of a sudden they're running around wearing MAGA hats and boasting about every time they talk to the president. And so I don't think the president is listening to the right people who are his true supporters, people like myself and others. It seems to be everyone else has, you know, establishment Washington, establishment Republicans, the people that the base is absolutely sick of are the ones that have the president's ear. And I find that very frustrating. And I think that's why we're seeing the results that we're seeing. But Eric, you're completely right. We said no more foreign wars. And here we are, we are funding, continuing to fund Israel's war, basically against whoever they want to go to war with, and Republicans will never back off of that. At least they showed that when I introduced an amendment to stop funding it. There were only 6 members of Congress that voted for my amendment, and that includes myself. They're running back into providing weapons and funding for Ukraine, which is absolutely ridiculous. Americans across the board do not want to have anything to do with that war, and we don't want to go to war with Russia. We aren't interested in that at all. But I think what is bothering so many people is to see the America First president and the party that's supposed to be America First making it with it seems to be a departure from being actually America First. And I love the president. I support him. But it's the right thing to do to call this out when I see it and when I'm hearing it from my constituents and hearing it every single day from people all across the country.
There's a fight over the soul of the Trump administration. And I think it's a no-brainer. I think 100% of you that have been Trump supporters listening, agree with me and agree with MTG. We need to fight to keep Trump on course. He was going basically perfect, and now he's going, yee, and that keeps going. I don't see it turning into a 180, but I mean, it's off over here. Not good. Now, we're seeing good signs, though, with the grand juries impaneled for real. Not criminal referrals, grand juries impaneled by the DOJ on Jack Smith and on the coup plotters, James Comey, all of them. That's coming up after I get into this nightmare scenario. And when there was a big backlash to, pulling emergency DHS FEMA funds from any state, county, or city that criticized Israel, they pulled back and went, oh, no, we didn't mean it. Plus, it's not real. It's not really a fake story, but nothing's going on here. I've got Congress. I've got the ADL. I've got their press conferences recently saying, and I got the governor of Texas, the governor of Florida, who I like on most issues. I've got them saying, no state contracts if you criticize Israel. I've got them saying, we'll pull funds from any city or county, state funds, if you do this. I mean, I have it all here. I have a giant stack and video clips of them saying it. So don't tell me it's not going on. I get this thing from the total people that want to be in a Trump cult. Trump doesn't want that. They just say, don't question anything coming out of the administration. Well, all the time Trump changes course when he gets new information. No, I will. See, they're really scared of his base, folks. They're really scared of us communicating with the president. Remember all those headlines in 2017, 2018? The chiefs of staff's main job is keeping Trump away from Alex Jones InfoWars. Because he resonated with it. We warned him on lots of stuff. We sent him reports. I had legal reports written up for him on ideas, and he would implement them or try to. That's why they're so scared of an independent press pool there bringing up questions. Trump goes, really? I didn't know that. I'll check into that. And he finds out it's true, and 2 hours later signs an executive order. No, he's overall a good man. But there's so much going on, they are creeping a lot of this past him. But when he led the Epstein cover-up thing a month ago, I said, it's him. And days later, it was admitted it was him. And he said, yeah, it's me. Didn't give a good reason. Later, explain more. I'm not even defending it overall. But now, I said, then you better start really releasing all of it. It's not just one file, and they're doing it. That's coming up next hour. The Republicans are subpoenaing all the big top Democrats, the AGs, Comey, all of them. And they're subpoenaing for all the DOJ stuff on Trump, and it's a free-for-all, baby. That's what I want. Bring it all out. Bring it all out. Bring it all out. Like the new document just came out today. Comey was basically running Epstein. Oh, what have I been saying 1,000 times? He was an FBI informant even before Comey, but also to Comey. To Mueller. I know what I'm talking about. And they're the ones that got all the real Epstein dirt on them. So why Trump trying to block it? Because they salt it with embarrassing stuff about his wife and stuff that's not true. And I told him that would come out. Now it has. And Trump made a deal with the CIA and Mossad because it's embarrassing. They said it's going to hurt the government to go ahead and, okay, don't bring it out then. And you notice they turned right around and stabbed me in the back and said you were going to, see, you can't make deals with these people. Total war with them is the answer. Damn the torpedoes, go straight at them. Cry havoc, let loose the dogs of war. Nonviolently, politically, we have to take the dagger of truth and plunge it into the lies. They're not giving us quarter. We can't give them quarter. Speaking of badass knives, going to sell out soon. Limited edition, tactical dagger, highest quality, double-edged black blade, stainless steel, 1776 inscribed, limited edition, skull crusher, super high-tech, badass, scabbard with a high-tech clip that goes in your belt or pants, great in your purse, your truck, your car. Guns run out of bullets. This will never fail you. This tells the truth of self-defense, and it funds this operation, a true 360 win, because the pen is mightier than the sword, but the sword will do. But this sword funds the pen, this operation. So get the Alex Jones Tactical Battle Dagger now. These sell in stores for $100 or more. We bought a whole bunch of them. We sell them for $78. Comes in a beautiful collectible case, and they're selling out quickly at thealexjonesstore.com. And I think the sell-in's today or tomorrow. I've been so busy, I haven't checked. I think it's tomorrow, maybe today. Buy any of the incredible supplements, T-shirts, ball caps, Patriot apparel at thealexjonesstore.com. The incredible ultramethylene blue capsules or liquid, the Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, the very best turmeric, all of it. The cardiovascular anti-spike detox, ultimate life force, it's all there. Buy one bottle, get one free. Buy one T-shirt, get one free. Buy one ball cap, get one free. Buy a hoodie, get one free. Fall and winter's coming. If you're a VIP, but that's a great catch. $30 a month, canceling time, get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers. There's also discounts for people that aren't VIPs, but everybody should be a VIP and commit to defending the truth. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm cutting this on the afternoon of July 30th, 2025. You have 7 days from this date to buy one bottle of any of our amazing supplements, the Ultramethylene Blue, the Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit, the list goes on and on, Ultimate Life Force, and get a bottle absolutely free. But you got to be a VIP. But that's the best part. This catch is a great deal. You spend $30 a month being a subscriber, you cancel any time, and you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers just sent to you, and you can cancel any time. So you make $10 by becoming a subscriber, you can cancel any time. This is only running for 7 days. Experience Ultramethylene Blue. Experience the other incredible supplements. But also, the buy one, get one free goes for the ball caps, the T-shirts, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. Those of you that've ever gotten products, now's the time. It'll blow you away. Get the Methylene Blue, bare minimum, thealexofstore.com. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action. Taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone that is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at theallyshowstore.com for 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
For joining us today. We have got so much to cover, ladies and gentlemen. You know, Sacha Baron Cohen said that we need to arrest Zuckerberg if he didn't turn full control of the Facebook Meta system over to the ADL a few years ago. He also attacked and demonized me. So let's just remember where all of this is coming from. And let's remember the left wants to take our free speech. And then the Israeli lobby wants to take our free speech and ship the Gaza survivors here into Europe. And we've got a lot of news on that coming up today as well. But we have Epstein subpoenas issued by Congress of Bill Clinton, James Comey, Loretta Lynch, Eric Holder, Merrick Garland, Robert Mueller, William Barr, Jeff Sessions, Alberto Gonzalez, the United States Department of Justice. It's also subpoenaed for records. I mean, and this is by the Republicans. So it's on like Donkey Kong. And I'll walk through how all this backfired. I'll walk through where this is all going. This is amazing. And more details on the DOJ. And finally going to grand juries. And when the DOJ goes to a grand jury, that's with prosecutors to get an indictment. Doesn't mean they'll do an indictment, but it's not like, oh, we got referred something at the DOJ. No, when the DOJ goes to a grand jury with the evidence, their goal is to get an indictment. They believe they have the evidence of an indictment. That's what the DOJ does, is it prosecutes. It doesn't defend. So everybody's so used to no action, and I'm not saying I'm going to hold my breath on this, but this is very, 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 very exciting. And very, very, very important. Also, I want to get to this later. People have been asking Grok, which is better politically than all the other AIs that are programmed to be anti-human, to be deceptive and pure crap. And when it comes to politics and culture and religion, hell, they'll even tell you, most of the other ones, that there are no X and Y chromosomes. But even Grok has some of the most insane responses now. Like, how did a passport from this plane flying in the building get found that day undamaged a mile down the street? How did they announce on BBC that Building 7 fell 30 minutes before it fell? And exactly how it fell in freefall? And Grok has the most moronic responses because it pulls from authoritative sources like CNN. So it's just really hilarious and next level. But you know what I'm going to do? There's some other clips I need before I do this Israel thing. So I'm going to table that to the bottom of the hour. And I'm going to come back with the announcements and the permutations of the grand juries being impaneled to consider and to investigate the indictment of our little friends in the deep state. And from Jack Smith to James Comey to Hillary Clinton. And then I'm going to get into the right-wing Trumpian version of the social credit score, brought to you by Benjamin Netanyahu, the ADO, the Southern Poverty Law Center, and more. You criticize Israel? Your state criticizes Israel? No FEMA disaster help. You can all burn and die. You can all flood to death. It's so liberal. I'm cutting this on July 30th, 2025. That means you've got 7 days to take advantage of one of the biggest sales in the history of thealexjonesstore.com. If you buy any of our amazing supplements, the Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, all of the great products are there right now. Buy one already discounted, get the very same bottle, the very same product, absolutely free, but it's only running for 7 days. When you're a VIP for $30 a month, you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special discounts, and more. That's how you take advantage of the buy one, get one free. This is only for VIP members, but anybody going to the store should be a VIP because you get $40 for subscribing for $30 a month. You make money on that, and you can cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for your support.
Obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we're now into hour number two. And been pretty fired up in the first hour. A lot of news got covered, but a lot of it was also ranting in my overall view of things. Now in this hour, like a photon laser particle beam, I am going to walk through all the big news and then more news I haven't gotten to. And then Dark Journalist is joining us coming up in the next hour to talk about all these Pentagon whistleblowers putting out all these fantastical stories, and they've all got the cut and the signature of disinfo and all this hype that there's this big object that's going to be getting here, and it's out in deep space, and it's probably an alien spacecraft. And over this whistleblower saying, don't listen to that. They want to tell you it's an alien spacecraft. It's something else because they know they have no credibility saying it's an alien spaceship in the government. So then people go, oh, I'm in on it, but I'm exposing it. It's really fake. And people go, oh, is it really an alien spaceship? I mean, I see through all of this. It's part of a bigger rollout of what is colloquially known as Project Bluebeam, fake alien invasion stuff. So you think the drone freakouts last year were big. There's a lot of real stuff going on. Don't get me wrong. We're going to look at the latest developments on that front and a whole COGE deep state overview with Daniel List coming up in the next hour. But now, before I get into the actual meat and potatoes on the Trump admin saying we're going to hold back emergency FEMA funds or DHS funds from any state, city, or county that criticizes Israel, they pulled that back, but it's actually still going on. And I got the receipts right here. But the first thing I wanted to get into in detail is this, in this hour. So yesterday at about 2:30 Central, the DOJ leaked to Will Cain over at Fox News. I think it's a great talk show, so we're all really like, I'm not putting him down, but Pam Bondi basically works at Fox, and then that's what Trump wants. And it's Pam Bondi leaked it to him. I mean, we all know that. And, you know, since then they've said, yes, it's true. We'll give you more details soon. That they have taken the criminal referrals from Tulsi Gabbard, the Director of Office of National Intelligence, and given all that proof of the Russia hoax, Obama, Comey, Brennan, Clapper, Hillary, extending into Jack Smith, 2024 coup plot, and the whole task force on seditious conspiracy treason, and the task force on government weaponization, and they floated that it's probably not going to be D.C. These task forces can do it wherever they want around the country, but we're not releasing that yet. So if it is in D.C., you know the fix is, and this is for political stuff. But why would they even go for a grand jury and then have it no billed? Why would they tell you a grand jury's impaneled and then have it no billed if they could manipulate that by putting on weak evidence? No, all the signs are, because Trump's cracking the whip and we got total proof, that as I told you months ago, they have every intention of indicting him. And that's why they've been releasing the bombshell damning information everywhere. Now, remember, I'm the guy in the first 4 years of Trump said, don't hold your breath. You're not getting indictments. There's not thousands of secret indictments. Hillary's not secretly in Guantanamo Bay. Biden's going to get inaugurated. He won't be executed on the stage. Remember that? No, it wasn't magical trillion D chess that got Trump back in. It was hard work and support and voting and exposing election fraud and clawing for each inch that we could get. And now you have the whole neocon arm coming in. Don't get involved saying as Trump supporters, you don't want full war with Iran. No, we voted for him. We don't want that. We're going to put pressure. And we did. He backed down. Oh, you want to put pressure on Trump to go to full war with Russia? We'll put pressure on him. Oh, you want to keep fluoride in the water, Pam Bondi? We'll put pressure on Trump. Oh, you want to keep mRNA going out? We'll put pressure. And we're winning when we do that. And I keep harping on this point. There is a tug of war. There is a battle over this. And we need to be putting pressure on for indictments and demanding that as the number one issue, because the economy won't matter. None of this will matter if we don't remove the deep state kingpins and then have their minions turn state evidence and remove the cancer. We can't let it continue to metastasize. So I knew even before Trump stepped in it and said there's nothing here with Epstein, move along, a month ago, that they were getting ready with Gabbard to release all this Russiagate stuff. So people thought they started bringing out Russiagate, that was to cover that up. No, that was all scheduled and they said it was. You got to have all the facts, though, and the pieces to know what's going on. You can't just guess, this looks like this, this looks like that. And it doesn't mean they're finally going to do it, because they could prosecutorially, if they have double agents in there, put on weak evidence. The deep state's been caught, the CIA spying on the Senate Intelligence Committee over and over again. They spy on their bosses. So if you don't think they won't mess with the grand juries or something, I mean, we're not out of the woods yet here. But this is a new thing. This hasn't happened yet. To have grand juries impaneled on the Russiagate hoax, Obama treason coup plot, and on Jack Smith's angle of that. It's all happening. As Ron Paul said, it's happening when he was started to, you know, surge the polls and they engaged in fraud and blocked him. But that built educated people about the Federal Reserve, the globalists. We took over the Tea Party. Trump came in. We launched him. Now that's been a 9-year battle. This is a long war. Good and evil, it's an eternal battle. And it goes through cycles, but evil's been at its peak. It's now going down. Good is rising. Now, Pam Bondi comes out and says, we're going to release 14 terabytes Epstein stuff, sends it out to the FBI, and then doesn't. So just because she says they're impaneling it, I don't know. But they've never said that before. They've never said that's being done. And so I don't see how they back off of that now. So this is a good first step. As I said last week, I give them 6 months to indict. They better have the grand juries impaneled, because usually they're secret. But they're being political now, which even puts more pressure on them. I said, but you know Trump told her, you're fired after all your mistakes. I guarantee this happened. If you don't start getting some indictments with all this evidence Tulsi found, and if you don't do that, you're fired. Now get in there and get them. Because you know Bondi behind the scenes has all the lobbyists and people she's worked with going, hey, we know about this, we know about that. Hey, sweetie, you're young. He'll be gone soon. Come on, work with us. Come on, be smart here. Riggedy on there. So this is good news, though, ladies and gentlemen. This is really good news. Because it means we are applying the pressure. We're not a panicking. We're holding the feet into the firing. We are a pressuring. We are applying the pressurings. the Pressurkins. And boy, this whole Epstein thing's huge. I'll get to that after I hit this, and then after I hit the jumping the shark moment of the Trump administration. You know what? We'll just withhold FEMA emergency funding for floods, fires, and earthquakes and terror attacks from your entire state citizens and or your cities, and we'll just won't send rescue helicopters, and we won't and emergency backup generators, and you can just die. Well, can we get put in a Gaza death camp too? I mean, we got the ADL saying arrest people now that criticize Israel. We got Sacha Baron Cohen saying put them in jail. I'm going to play the clips. Well, you're really friendly, nice little pals. I guess you really want me to have to square up politically against you. Okay. You like the whole world saying you're the biggest threat now? You like everybody pissed off at you? You sound like Hitler. Hitler starts losing to North Africa and places. He goes, I got an idea. I'll just attack the Russians. I don't want to attack Israel. I don't want you to be blown off the map. I don't want to be obsessed with Jews all day. But man, I tell you, you're in my grill constantly. I'm not saying all the Jews and Jews in general are speaking out against it, but the ADL and Netanyahu and all you guys, I mean, you've been trying to get me off the air and trying to get me in jail. I'll play the clips coming up. I mean, you're really nice people, let me tell you. I don't see any guys in Nazi uniforms trying to put me in jail. I see you. But I'm just supposed to say, well, I'm a white Christian and I'm bad. I have guilt. Let me just bend over. Oh, I'm sorry. You don't want to fuck me in the ass? You want to just slit my throat? Here. Let me help your hand. Let me do it for you. Thank you. That's so bad. I understand. Here, Sacha Baron Cohen. You want me and Zuckerberg because Zuckerberg wouldn't censor enough. You want us in jail? That's not enough. How about the death penalty, huh? Is that what you like? Just stab us over out of the chest? Just, oh, you're my God. You're superior to me. Oh, Sacha Baron Cohen. Oh, you're my God. Oh, I love you. Oh, you're so good. Would that make you happy? Start to grind me up as compost and, you know, to green your front yard or something? Sorry, let's go ahead and go to Fox's breakdown of this and I'll unpack it. Here it is.
We start today's show with some big breaking news, and we're going to go straight to Fox News correspondent David Spunt for the details. David.
Well, Will, good to be with you. This is coming out of the Justice Department. Fox News can confirm that Attorney General Pam Bondi today signed an order directing an unnamed U.S. federal prosecutor to take evidence to a grand jury relating to an alleged conspiracy to tie then 2016 candidate Donald Trump to the country of Russia. Now, Fox News reviewed the one-page order just hours ago signed by the Attorney General. A source familiar with the probe confirms this as well, while a DOJ spokesperson declined to comment on this report of an investigation. Fox is told Attorney General Bondi is taking the referrals from Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard, quote, very seriously. The spokesperson says that Bondi believes there is, quote, clear cause for deep concern, end quote, and a need for the next steps. Now, this move, Will, comes just a couple of weeks after the Director of National Intelligence, you see her right there, Tulsi Gabbard, sent a criminal referral to the Justice Department regarding what she says proves there was a conspiracy to undermine Trump's candidacy and later his first term in office. Now, to be clear today, there are no charges that have been filed, no indictments. This is incredibly early in the process. What we have here is taking evidence the Justice Department believes it has to a grand jury to secure an eventual indictment or indictments. We don't know exactly where the grand jury will meet. We don't know who will go before the grand jury. And that's by design, because grand juries determine if there's enough evidence to indict, and grand juries are secretive in the American legal system, so it's normal not to know all of the answers. Again, the DOJ declining on any comment regarding this investigation. But, Will, big news, this was signed by the Attorney General Pam Bondi today to take this evidence of an alleged conspiracy to a grand jury with the hope to get an indictment or multiple indictments. Will.
That is big news, David, and congratulations to you. Excellent reporting on being first on this order signed today by Attorney General Pam Bondi. I understand it is a one-page order, which you have been able to review. Fox News has been able to review. I'm afraid I'm going to ask you some questions that will that need to be asked, but we won't yet know the answer. So let's start with the one that everyone watching at home is interested in. Who or what names might be the target of this grand jury?
Well, that's a great point. We don't know. We know that Tulsi Gabbard, the director of national intelligence, has mentioned the names John Brennan, the former CIA director, James Clapper, who had the job before her. But I want to be very clear on the air. We don't know if their names are going before the grand jury. For anybody that has, you know, talked about former President Barack Obama seeing charges, we're told by multiple law enforcement sources that's not going to happen because of the immunity that he enjoys as a former president because of the Supreme Court decision last year that came to actually benefit current President Trump. So while we don't know the names, Will, we know that those are possible names, and we know the Justice Department is serious enough and believes that it has enough evidence to take this to a grand jury. If I may just add in here, a few weeks ago, the Attorney General announced a strike force to go through some of these documents, and within a couple of weeks, feels that she has enough evidence to go forward to this grand jury. So it directs an unnamed federal prosecutor to take this evidence to a grand jury, but the name of that federal prosecutor not clear at this moment.
Okay, just a couple more quick questions, David.
Sure.
Sorry to push the limits of your knowledge, but I want to make sure that we address all the things that are not only in your report, but in everyone's mind as well. The name, as well, in addition to Clapper and Brennan, that people will be wondering about will be Hillary Clinton. I understand, yet we do not yet have those names. We'll be waiting to hear what names are in that referral to a grand jury. The next thing everyone will want to know, David, is what are the potential charges?
Well, the potential charges, and I want to use the word potential, would be lying to a federal official, which is a felony to do so. If you lie to an FBI agent or you lie to another federal official, there could be charges involved with there, and I'm told those could be the most likely. That's something that we saw in the John Durham investigation. He was the former special counsel that was appointed by then-Attorney General Bill Barr, and those are the types of charges that he used in his cases. He actually lost both times in court, but he did secure a plea deal with a former FBI attorney for falsifying a document. So those seem to be, or that seems to be, when I say those, I should say that because that's just one charge, but that's the charge in talking to sources that people have been eyeing for weeks. But this letter, this initial letter signed by the Attorney General that we reviewed does not say anything about specific charges. It just directs an unnamed prosecutor, hey, you have jurisdiction that's out of your normal jurisdiction. You can go anywhere in the United States and you could bring this evidence before a grand jury.
And a grand jury will come back with formal charges, a formal indictment. But a prosecutor, whoever that may be, as you point out, can and should make suggestions to a grand jury on which way they decide the evidence points. Ultimately, they decide whether or not there's probable cause for an indictment. Last question for you, David.
Sure.
The one-page order, which you have reviewed, suggests it is an unnamed prosecutor, but it seemed to open up, and I'm listening to you intently here, it seemed to open up potential jurisdiction to anywhere that seems appropriate to that prosecutor. So I take it this doesn't necessarily mean it would be in Washington, D.C., not necessarily in New York, potentially could be filed charges anywhere in the United States.
Yeah, that's what we're told. We're told that the Attorney General has the ability to confer that ability on any everyday federal prosecutor to give that jurisdiction to sort of widen out for the entire United States. And we're being told that this is not a special prosecutor or a special counsel, as we saw with Jack Smith and John Durham and Robert Hur. We're told this is just a federal prosecutor that is being given this temporary jurisdiction to take this before a grand jury. But at this point, it's not being referred to as a special counsel.
Just to complete the OCD of my curiosity, David, we've covered who, what, and where. I am compelled to ask you then when. Any sense of timeline on this grand jury?
I'm told that it could be months before anything actually happens as far as seeing any sort of results from the grand jury. It's not clear how long grand juries sit in each different jurisdiction. They're impaneled for different amounts of times. I've covered cases before where one grand jury hears some evidence and they're just getting ready to say, we're going to indict, and then their term and their service is over, so another grand jury comes in. I think that in speaking to the people we spoke to, they want to move quickly on this, but it all depends on what the grand jury wants to do and the amount of evidence. But I'm told that any indictments, I want to be clear, if there are indictments, because grand juries can come back and say, we don't think there's enough evidence for indictments, that may take a little while.
Okay, David Splunt, excellent breaking news today on Attorney General Pam Bondi forwarding an order to a grand jury, to a prosecutor to seek a grand jury on the evidence we now know on what is called the Russiagate hoax.
And they do that when they're seeking the indictment. So, headline, the DOJ is officially seeking a grand jury with charges of seditious conspiracy. That's the name of the task force. That's its mission. That's what Tulsi Gabbard referred a coup plot to overthrow the 2016 election, to discredit and steal the 2020 election, and then to raid Trump and more in Mar-a-Lago a few years later. And when I play these ADL clips coming up from like 4 years ago at their gala, they say, put the Russia agents in prison. Anyone supporting Trump is a Russian agent. So, oh, wait, we can't say they're anti-Semites. Most of these people never said anything bad about a Jew. We'll just say they're Russian agents, and we'll throw them in prison. Anybody that doesn't agree to censor, like Mark Zuckerberg, we need to put him in jail and all the other tech heads, and we need to have a purge of people like Alex Jones. You'll see them say it. What a nice group of people. How pro-American. How pro-free speech. And now let's take the emergency funding for search and rescue and divers to get people in floods out of the water and fire departments and helicopters and fires. Your state criticizes Israel. You don't get any help. It's a social credit score. What's next after that? So it's like, hey, let's get the liberals to get rid of the First Amendment so people don't say the N-word and everything else. How do we get the right wing? Well, just say it's anti-Semitic or a Russian agent. That was back in 2019. Gosh, I said 4 years ago. Holy Toledo. That's 5+ years ago. Wow. Sacha Baron Cohen attacks Stephen Miller, Mark Zuckerberg, Alex Jones, and ADL speech. He didn't just say that. He said, lock our asses up. And that is coming up. Before we go to break, remember, I am fighting and my crew is fighting as hard as we can. I've never been more energized. It's actually a good kind of torture, but I'm just seething right now. I'm trying to control myself. The point is that I need your support, and the products are incredible. And this is the last day, or tomorrow is the last day, to get one bottle of any of the incredible supplements, the Ultramethylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Spike Protein, Pro Cardiovascular, Supercharge, Ultimate Life Force. The probiotics, the prebiotics, they're all the best turmeric, it's all there. Buy one bottle, get one free. Super sale. That goes for the t-shirts, the ball caps, the hoodies, the sweaters. You're like, well, it's not cold yet. Well, it will be soon. TheAlexJonesStore.com. We need money to fight the bad guys. We can't do it without you. So we sell you stuff that's amazing. We have a 70%+ reorder rate on the supplements. It's over 80 on the Methylene Blue because it's so good. Nobody's got reorders like that. All I've got to do is to convince you to try Ultramethylene Blue. Shilajit, Irish Sea Moss. But you'll get effects in 30 minutes, 99.9% of people with the Methylene Blue. And it's so good for you and so game-changing. Get it now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Is it today or tomorrow? I forget. I have to check. I went and tried to find the head marketing head guy. He's not here today. He's out. But the point is, I'm going to... It ends in 11 hours. It ends in 11 hours. It ends in 11 hours. 11 hours. 11 hours! to buy one and get one free at thealexjonesstore.com. Energize me. I need you. I'm cutting this on July 30th, 2025. That means you've got 7 days to take advantage of one of the biggest sales in the history of thealexjonesstore.com. If you buy any of our amazing supplements, the Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, all of the great products are there right now. Buy one already discounted, get the very same bottle, the very same product, absolutely free, but it's only running for 7 days. When you're a VIP for $30 a month, you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special discounts, and more. That's how you take advantage of the buy one, get one free. This is only for VIP members, but anybody going to the store should be a VIP because you get $40 for subscribing for $30 a month. You make money on that, and you can cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for your support. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm cutting this on the afternoon of July 30th, 2025. You have 7 days from this date to buy one bottle of any of our amazing supplements, the Ultramethylene Blue, the Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit, the list goes on and on, Ultimate Life Force, and get a bottle absolutely free. But you got to be a VIP. But that's the best part. This catch is a great deal. You spend $30 a month being a subscriber, canceling time, and you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers just sent to you, and you can cancel any time. So you make $10 by becoming a subscriber. You can cancel any time. It's only running for 7 days. Experience Ultramethylene Blue. Experience the other incredible supplements. But also, the buy one, get one free goes for the ball caps, the t-shirts, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. Those of you who've ever gotten products, now's the time. It'll blow you away. Get the Methylene Blue, bare minimum, thealexofstore.com. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that. Ultimate Fish Oil is now available at InfoWarsStore.com after being sold out for more than 6 months. And we give it the name Ultimate, like so many of other products, because it is the highest grade, the very best you're going to find anywhere. Now, most people know how great fish oil is, but not all fish oil is made equal. A lot of it has been homogenized, or basically boiled and cooked off, and it loses almost all of its good effect. This is the highest grade fish oil from three different amazing sources. Listen to this. Arctic krill oil is known as the best essential fatty acid. Then another well-known top one, wild anchovy oil and high-quality wild-caught salmon, also one of the top forms of it. It is back in stock. It is not just good for your cardiovascular system. It's good for everything. Take a few hours before you sleep, and a lot of folks have amazing dreams on it. You ever notice you eat like a good piece of fish that's fresh? You also have great dreams. You want to experience this. It's so good for your brain, your heart, everything. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, most people, this is really important, look at a story and they look at it isolated. And if you're watching a Fox News or NBC News report or Alex Jones report, It also varies how much knowledge you have about what the person is saying or what they're covering or what they're showing. And that's only one level to something. And most people just saw the big story pop up yesterday afternoon. Oh, FEMA and DHS have put out directives that any state, county, or city or municipality that criticizes Israel, and that's in the memorandum, and it details what that means, will have billions of dollars of emergency FEMA funding held back from your state for floods, fires, earthquakes, terror attacks. Now, there's so many levels to that. That sounds like the Democrats in South Carolina, North Carolina, whistleblowers came out and said, we don't help white people or Trump supporters. And then they found the Zoom meetings with the team leaders going, we've been directed not to be egalitarian and help everybody like we used to. It's a big fat liberal woman. She goes, we only help blacks, minorities, and gays, LGBTs. People were like, what? And then they actually found documents saying it. So yeah, that's in the colleges. If you're a white male, you need not even apply. Doesn't matter how good your grade point average is. Then secret documents came out of Harvard 5 years ago. There's too many Asians. They've got all the test scores. Block them. So there's that level to it. But then, as soon as we covered it, I noticed people went, this is a hoax, that's too much, that's not happening, Trump will never do that. And we had, I don't just believe Reuters and AP and people, because they lie sometimes, there were links to the DHS documents to what was going on. Plus, we all know, and I got a big list of them here, there's a whole bunch of states, some Democrats, some Republican, mainly Republican, that withhold funds to counties and cities that the states extracted out of their taxpayers if they join any type of boycotting Israel, which includes criticizing them, or having a resolution saying we believe Gaza's genocide. Well, if you elected the city council or the county commission, whether they're right or wrong, it's your perspective, you elected them, they can say whatever the hell they want. They can have a resolution, you know, declaring it Groundhog Day or whatever, or the moon's made of cheese. So within 4 or 5 hours, DHS came out and denied tying FEMA funds to Israel's stance, but there's a problem. It's in the document, and I'll show it to you. Plus, we have the ADL pushing it. We have Trump taking all this money away from universities that push anti-Israel stuff. And, again, they are pushing DEI, brainwashing, transgenderism, and that. And DEI is discriminatory. And you could say, well, saying Jews are inherently evil is discriminatory. And I don't support the Islamist hotbeds and the communist hotbeds under the colleges now. And so you can say, well, then, you know, pull Harvard's funding. I mean, how many hundreds of billions of dollars does Harvard have? And I'm all for deporting people here on student visas that are staging violent protests and stuff. But you can't pass laws in New York that if you're a citizen and you have a Palestinian Authority flag or a Hamas flag, you get 4 years in prison. They're trying to pass that bipartisan law. Florida's gotten laws on the books like that. So this is very, 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 very dangerous. And the left is all into their censorship and all into their control. And they're the kingpins of it. And Trump ran on being pro-free speech. He's putting pressure on Starmer for being anti-free speech and pressure on the EU and their bodies trying to censor our internet and our tech companies. So this is kind of a schizophrenic or oxymoronic. The best word I would say is contradictory or bipolar stance here by the Trump administration. And then every time people don't like something that special interests are putting through on Trump, they go, oh, we're not doing that. Like, oh, the U.S. is probably going to join the full war against Iran. We don't want that. We're not going to attack Iran, but we want you to go ahead and join us in a full war because they don't want the constituents raising the alarm. Now, I don't want to boycott Israel. I don't want Israel driven into the sea. Okay, plus they have nuclear weapons, aren't going anywhere. But if I wanted to come out and say, I don't support Israel, I don't think it should exist, I don't even want a two-state solution, I think that it should, you know, not be a ethno-state, religious state, you know, the leftist view of an apartheid state, and according to, you know, what South Africa was, I mean, it basically is. And Israel had a big, you know, partnership with them during that. The point is, if I want to say that, I should be able to say it, whether it's right or wrong. But let's say I'm a talk show host of a local show, but also in a concrete company that's got state contracts building roads. Well, that's happened all over the country. They've pulled people's contracts that have the lowest bid, have great service, been around for decades, because the Israel lobby goes through everything and looks at their statements and then goes and tattles to the state, and they, right here in Texas and Florida, some of the worst, pull the money. That's a social credit score. So you don't just look at this one statement and this one document from DHS and FEMA and they pull it back and they go, oh, okay, that's not a problem. When they meet opposition, they pull back for a while usually and then they roll it out again. But you have to know where this comes from. All the censorship in Europe for 40, 50 years, it's been longer but intensified, arresting people that demonstrate against open borders, all of it, the same thing in the UK, arrested for 100 yards from an abortion clinic, quietly praying, criticizing open borders, 2 years in jail. That's all standardized globalist New World Order, WF, UN, NGO, and the ADL that has its counterparts in every one of those countries coordinating all of this. So when you see in 5+ years ago, in 2019, Sacha Baron Cohen and the head of the ADL and others up there saying, we want more censors. We want to purge people off the internet that are doing this and that. We want to arrest tech leaders like Zuckerberg and others because they're involved colluding with foreign governments trying to steal our election, like we just saw with Trump. So there's the heart of the Israel lobby using the Russiagate thing to go, well, nobody's going to buy Trump's anti-Semitic. Well, let's just say he's a Russian agent. And anybody that supports him is, and any tech company that doesn't censor whatever we want, because the ADL was asking for full control of who they hired and who they put in. And they ran these big feeder groups that did at Twitter and Facebook and Google. Hire many of the people. I played you clips of the head of Meta censorship yesterday from just a few months ago saying, we are Zionists. We are in control of the Meta and all these other big tech companies' censorship areas. And we're going to censor anybody that criticizes Israel. And anybody that says that Zionists are in control of the censorship, we're going to censor them. So we're in the same sentence. We are in control of the censorship. We're doing it to protect ourselves, and we're expanding it out that if you even criticize Zionism, you're going to get banned. You're going to get deplatformed and then down the line debanked. She says it. She says, we're in control of the censorship, and if you say it, we're going to censor you. What? I mean, lady, if I wanted to make people hate me and come after me, I could not do a better job. What the hell is your problem? Do you understand the Streisand effect? And she's a useful idiot. I don't think she does. But the people that set all this up are really smart, and they're creating a clash of civilizations. And all the starving kids and the bombing everything, and now Israel's going to take all of Gaza, even though all their former top generals and intelligence are saying, stop, this is destroying us in the eyes of the world, and Netanyahu doesn't care. They're setting up a big clash all over Europe and in the U.S. with the Muslims and the left. And out of that will come permanent martial law. I know what this is, and so I'm going to say it again. They're setting up World War II 2.0. And when I say they, I'm not specifically saying the Jews. I mean Bill Gates, the globalists, the New World Order, the eugenicists, transhumanists, death cult, AI takeover group. But it was Albert Pike that reportedly, you know, talked about the Third World War being triggered by Israel, then bringing in Lucifer as the world leader. So I can see where this is going. And it's just like the globalists and NATO want war with Russia, and that leads to nuclear war. It's all insane. I'm not against Ukraine. I'm not against Russia. I'm not against Israel. I'm not against China. I'm not against Germany. I'm not against Mexico. I'm not against South Africa. I'm not against Brazil. I'm not against Japan. I'm not against Timbuktu. But I am against absolute bona fide in your face tyranny that you cannot even debate is going on. So the left is whole hog, total censorship and control everywhere. And remember, every time they do it, they go, we're not doing that. What are you talking about? Of course you are. We're not colluding with the intelligence agencies to censor Trump supporters and block all this and that. And then there, it all comes out, all declassified. And so let's remember, he goes on this long rant about anti-Semites. They're going to kill everybody. And who do we got to get? We got to get Alex Jones and Mark Zuckerberg and the other tech heads because they're enabling the Russians. What? And, of course, Sacha Baron Cohen, the ADL, so the probably lost it, and all of them know this. They know, because I've been on here 31 years, that from day one I've been attacked by the KKK and the Aryan Nations and all of them because I'm opposing global government and mega corporations and tyranny and all of this for a big tent for everybody. And the globalists want to make it racial, make it religious, for divide and conquer. I have always wisely tried to not go that route because I understood the divide and conquer strategy down the road. I wanted everybody to be against tyranny, whether they're a Palestinian or a Jew, whether they're from the UK or whether they're from Chile. But we're now here. There are a lot of people that are sophisticated and understand what's going on. There's also a lot of people that don't. The newly awakened masses are waking up and everywhere see Israelis and Zionists saying we're going to take away your FEMA emergency help when the fire comes or a flood if you criticize us. And you know we run everything, but if you say we do, we'll ban you. And it's fueling the fire on purpose. These scripts, like Count Dankula said yesterday, he said, is like secretly Hitler's ghost has possessed these people, getting them to do what will get them destroyed? It's more sophisticated than that. But you know the ADL and all the money going in and the radicals that want control of world Jewry, they're in the catbird seat right now. And the more actions they take, the more they're under attack. And the more Jews are going to unify and get together and support them. It's very, very simple. And it goes back thousands of years, but Henry VIII, they made a movie about it. It's very accurate. The king. He didn't understand the court. He wasn't really going to be the king. Then his brother dies. And he gets in, and there's uprisings in Wales, in Ireland, in Scotland. And the minister comes and says, we need a war. That will unify us. We'll go to war in France. And don't worry, you're going to win. Wait. He doesn't understand it. Well, that's because they were having uprisings over in France, and there's letters of this letter came out, and they went and had a war so France could put down its war domestically, and so they can unify what is the UK today. And he finds out at the end that his minister did this and got a bunch of his friends killed, and he kills him. That's a true story. But the point is that this is how these different corrupt elites operate. Just like we knew Pearl Harbor was going to happen and stood down and put the aircraft carriers out to sea we needed, put the old battleships there, didn't tell anybody. Three submarines showed up early because of bad communications, attacked. They ordered a stand down. Doesn't mean the Japanese weren't really attacking. Doesn't mean Hamas didn't really attack. But Israel stood down for 7.5 hours. And that way you can kick off the war. So that's what this is. And this is the lineup for a whole new horrible disaster. And I want to be the chronicler that's here trying to put the info out to stop it or at least mitigate it. So here's Sacha Baron Cohen, just a few clips from his speech. Just to show you some of the timeline of this. So this isn't going too far back. This goes back decades, but it's just a snapshot of purge, get more censors. Big tech won't give us total control. We're just advising them. That's not enough. Put them in jail. And Alex Jones is the devil. Here it is.
There is such a thing as objective truth. Facts do exist. And if these internet companies really want to make a difference, they should hire enough monitors to actually monitor. Work closely with groups like the ADL and the NAACP, insist on facts and purge these lies and conspiracies from their platforms. And maybe fines are not enough. Maybe it's time to tell Mark Zuckerberg and the CEOs of these companies You already allowed one foreign power to interfere in our elections. You already facilitated one genocide in Myanmar. Do it again and you go to jail. And that trigger outrage and fear. It's why YouTube recommended videos by the conspiracist Alex Jones billions of times. It's why fake news outperforms real news, because studies show that lies spread faster than truth. And it's no surprise that the greatest propaganda machine in history has spread the oldest conspiracy theory in history, the lie that Jews are somehow dangerous. As one headline put it, just think what Goebbels could have done with Facebook. On the internet, everything can appear equally legitimate. Breitbart resembles the BBC. The fictitious protocols of the Elders of Zion look as valid as an ADL report.
See the full speech at Infowars.com. Sacha Baron Cohen calls for global free speech purge. ADL taking over all social media. Which they... Now, let's see Jordana Cutler, recently the head of Meta censorship, saying Zionists run the censorship in big tech, and if you say it, we're going to ban you. Here it is.
In addition to my work leading the Israel public policy team, I created a new role specifically focused on the Jewish diaspora. It is a privilege to represent Meta to Jewish communities worldwide. I am proud that Meta's commitment to addressing anti-Semitism on our platforms has remained steadfast, especially after October 7th. Our policies are industry leading in protecting Jewish people and Israelis on our platforms. Our community standards include policies that prevent harassment, violence, and incitement, and include a robust framework to combat anti-Semitism. Our hateful conduct policy includes specific protections for Israelis and Jews. We banned Holocaust denial and distortion back in 2020. We changed industry thinking on this issue, designating denial as hate speech rather than misinformation. It wasn't just about facts, it was about protecting people from harmful conduct. We banned content with harmful stereotypes about Jews, such as the claim that Jews run the world or other major institutions. We updated our policies to recognize that the term Zionist can be used as a proxy for Jews and Israelis. We banned content claiming Zionists run the world or control the media. And we do not allow for dehumanizing comparisons of Zionists. It's a delicate balance between safety and expression. My role is to ensure that the voices of Israelis and the Jewish community are heard in this policymaking process.
Unbelievable. Here is the head of the ADL, Greenblatt, recently with lawmakers, talking about getting total free speech ban legislation in. And again, they're passing state laws and trying to pass state laws where criticism of Israel gets your ass locked up for 4 years in jail, like in New York. Here it is.
This bipartisan legislation will require social media companies to release detailed public reports of violations of their terms of service and to outline how they're addressing these violations, which includes the use of their platforms by terrorist groups. Every day companies fail to report this information, it will result in a $5 million fine. Social media companies can no longer hide the crimes that take place on their platforms, especially when they pose a threat to America's national security. And we're very proud this bill has the backing of the Anti-Defamation League.
I saw anti-Semitism for the first time when I was 15 years old. I had good parents who taught me it was wrong, but it left a lasting impression of seeing my first incident as a teenager. And if you're on my social media, you see it every day from people that are responding back with what I consider clearly anti-Semitic kind of messages on social media. I even saw an article today. It was about me, but talking about we have opposed congressmen who are pro-Zionists, right? And you're like, in other words, it's all over our social media, and it's unacceptable. And when I saw the protests out here the last 2 days, they were vile, right? They were, you can see the anti-Semitism in their comments and how they were treating some of our members of Congress who are Jewish. I saw that firsthand. It's unacceptable. And so we want to be in a country that makes clear that anti-Semitism or any kind of racism is repugnant, unacceptable, not allowed in my space, and we have zero tolerance for it. And people should feel like they're scorned for having this, these ideas and espousing these ideals. And we need to work with our social media companies to clean this up, because what is going on is wrong. And I think it's further influencing other young, more people that more, you know, can be influenced by what they're seeing, that's more, that this is acceptable behavior. It is not. So we need to hold these companies accountable and work with them to take it off the airwaves. So I'm glad to work with my good friend on this. I appreciate Mr. Greenblatt being here as well.
I applaud Congressman Gottheimer, Congressman Bacon, for reintroducing the Stop Hate Act. It's bipartisan. That's launched not because they are Democrat or Republican, because they're patriots who understand what our country needs, to hold the tech companies accountable and to get them to curb the content.
And they introduced legislation last week, I covered it, that fines the companies and just bans. You heard them. It's not acceptable to oppose Zionism. Well, this is America. People have that right. And I'm not allied with the Muslims and all the people foaming at the mouth about Israel and Zionism. But I'm not going to get in the middle of your clash and lose my free speech, because they're going to take it all, folks. Now, let me show you the documents I mentioned, okay? You can look all these up. Headline, Trump admin to withhold disaster funds for states, cities that boycott Israel. Jerusalem Post shows the documents. It's all right there. And later in the day, U.S. reverses pledge to link disaster funds to Israel boycott stance. And the Reuters links to the document. U.S. backtracks on trying disaster aid to Israel boycott stance. Here's the document, FY 2025 DHA standard terms and conditions. It's all right there. It says if you're part of the groups protesting that or boycotting it, you'll have your funds held. Then they denied it, though it's in the document. The boycott, divestment, and sanctions campaign. If you're in any way affiliated with it, support it, host them at the city council, anything, this happens. That's from the ADL. Indicators of the BDS movement global impact Q4. This is over the last 2 years, and this is a breakdown of what is considered boycotting Israel, and it's any support of it. Governor Abbott condemns city of San Marcos anti-Semitic resolution, says he'll pull all state funds from it. Abbott threatens funding if San Marcos calls for ceasefire. Your elected officials aren't allowed to have their opinion. I mean, what? It's not even boycotting. You want a ceasefire? I can show you video at a press conference. We already played it months ago. I don't want to hear he didn't do it. I live here. Damn capitals down the street. Abbott threatens funding if San Marcos calls for ceasefire. San Marcos faces defunding Israel-Hamas war. Governor Abbott admonishes the city of San Marcos for a proposed Israel-Palestine resolution. Texas City tells people no Hurricane Harvey aid unless they promise not to boycott Israel. You can go read all about that. Dickerson, Texas. This is just Texas. Donald Trump threatens to deny California federal disaster aid. Trump administration reverses pledge to tie FEMA funds to stance Israel following criticism. And then look, this is a boil down of the states, anti-BDS laws, Alaska, Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Democrat states have it too, Colorado, Florida. They're just trying to implement all this stuff that's on the books. Georgia, it's all on the books. Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana. I don't have an hour to go. It's almost every damn state, actually. It's almost every, got graphs of it all right here. What? Oh, is it going on? Meanwhile, FEMA fires employee who told workers to avoid homes with Trump signs. Yeah, this is the same crap from the left. Screw it all. This is America. Free speech. Don't like it? Take a hike. And the ADL was talking about foreign interference. Say we're all Russian agents. There's no proof of that. You are foreign agents. You're not even a citizen, Cohen. We'll be right back. I'm cutting this on July 30th, 2025. That means you've got 7 days to take advantage of one of the biggest sales in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. If you buy any of our amazing supplements, the Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, all of the great products are there right now. Buy one already discounted, get the very same bottle, the very same product, absolutely free, but it's only running for 7 days. When you're a VIP, for $30 a month, you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special discounts, and more. That's how you take advantage of the buy one, get one free. This is only for VIP members, but anybody going to the store should be a VIP because you get $40 for subscribing for $30 a month. You make money on that, and you can cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for your support.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is major hype of an alien invasion going on everywhere. They hype it everywhere they can. Scientists give chilling update on the mysterious interstellar object racing through our solar system, as they warn it's even bigger than we thought. And then they had the military whistleblowers a year ago, oh, big objects are coming, and they're not really aliens, because they know that's already discredited to say it's aliens. So they go, oh, it's not aliens, to start the debate. They've got all these whistleblowers all over the place with these, oh, I was in the base with the reptiles, and, you know, so there's a major, for decades, 50 years, 60 years, hyping the aliens are coming. It's even been declassified that they might do a fake alien invasion. And so I wanted to talk to Daniel List, the dark journalist, about this and what's going on with the UAPs. More on Trump saying we've taken control of time and space, and his top science advisor saying this. These are big deals. And all the bizarre increased doomsday planes, COGs going on, continuity of government, a lot of really critical information coming up today with Daniel List. So please be sure and stay with us for this. And then after he leaves us, I mean, it's hard to not get into all this now. But this is important, this subject, because we can't just focus on Israel all day and Ukraine all day and everything else. But all hell's breaking loose. And I predicted this, that when they tried to tie Trump to Epstein, instead of him working with the deep state to cover it up, as they asked him to, as they tied to Mossad and CIA and FBI, that he'd go ahead and say, okay, hit him. Well, now they're hitting him. And they are hitting him all over the place. Republicans subpoenaing all the big Democrat kingpins, Comey, Brennan, Clapper, Bill Barr, all of them. And now they've released that Epstein was working for Comey and the FBI, and even before that, Robert Mueller. And, you know, you got this former high-level Mossad coming out saying, no, he worked for us, which you already know. But the point is, this is all coming to a head big time. And this information, just in, Epstein associate Ghislaine Maxwell opposes the release of grand jury testimony in her trial pre-court filing. Bondi filed to unseal. She had the Democrat judge in Florida trying to block it. Now in New York, Ghislaine doesn't want it released. You see what's going on? Because it's tied to them. So we'll be getting to all of that coming up. Also, Bill and Hillary Clinton, former AG and FBI director, subpoenaed. There is just so much more that is coming up today. We just have massive amounts of beyond critical intel and information coming up. It's just dizzying the amount of stuff we've got to cover here today. And I also, later in the hour, want to just show a few examples of these military contractors and, you know, all the stuff they're putting out. And you can pick it up. You can see it. I love Joe Rogan, a friend of mine. He picks up on, talks about behind the scenes. They come in there with these ridiculous stories. And again, you've got to study this nonstop to be able to really understand it. But we've been able to. And if you think COVID was a big power grab, which I predicted because it was in their own documents using a virus for control, it is going to be the aliens that is going to be the big one. And that's going to be used, the fake alien invasion in my view, for the rollout of a lot of these suppressed advanced technologies that Trump's now admitting we have and the theoretics show we do. I mean, we got so much to cover today. Share the live feed from Real Alex Jones right now and Infowars.com/show. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm cutting this on the afternoon of July 30th, 2025. You have 7 days from this date to buy one bottle of any of our amazing supplements, the Ultramethylene Blue, the Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit, the list goes on and on, Ultimate Life Force, and get a bottle absolutely free. But you gotta be a VIP. But that's the best part. This catch is a great deal. You spend $30 a month being a subscriber, you cancel any time, and you get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers just sent to you, and you can cancel any time. So you make $10 by becoming a subscriber. You can cancel any time. This is only running for 7 days. Experience Ultramethylene Blue. Experience the other incredible supplements. But also, the buy one, get one free goes for the ball caps, the t-shirts, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. Those of you who've ever gotten products, now's the time. It'll blow you away. Get the Methylene Blue, bare minimum, at thealexofstore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Dark journalist, written for the Wall Street Journal, you name it, major filmmaker, really smart individual, darkjournalist.com, YouTube dark journalist, also on X, has produced hundreds and hundreds of major episodes investigating all this, major films, you name it, and we are honored to have him with us this hour today, shifting gears out of the other huge topics we were covering, with the constant hype every year of objects that aren't part of the regular orbit of the sun. From the sun, Mercury, out to the gas giants, out past Pluto into the Kuiper Belt, and of course the asteroid belt in between Mars and the gas giants, these objects are coming through, and they do the radio telescope scans of them, and some of them have unusual shapes. Some are shaped like cigars. Some are shaped other things that don't look natural, and then we're told it's an alien. You know, we were told this, an alien craft, we were told this back with Hale Bopp, that when that comet came through, that there was really something behind the head of the comet. And, you know, then the Heaven's Gate cult, a transgender cult, cut their testicles off and then put on their Nike tennis shoes and black outfits and drank vodka and barbiturates and committed suicide to beam themselves up to the comet. So a lot of craziness is associated with this. And there's been a bunch of these objects, but now there's 3-Eye Atlas, and that is going to come speeding through. And we've had all these whistleblowers who came out saying, I'm telling you, last year, there's going to be this object coming next few years, and they're going to tell you it's an alien, but it's not. Well, they know that we don't believe these are aliens when this is said. So how do you make it sound credible? They come out and say, oh, the government's planning to tell you it's aliens, but it's not. That is my opinion of what's being put out. And the way these things are produced and the way they talk and the way this all flooded the zone the last 5-6 years, congressional testimony, people on Joe Rogan's show, I can tell you, I've talked to Joe behind the scenes and others, and they're like, yeah, we know that's, we were just having them on, and some are credible, some aren't. But it's like, I was on the phone with high-tech level, super secure, ultra, and they said they work with the reptoids and the bases. And again, I'm not saying that some of these Epstein victims didn't see him turn into a reptile. I'm not even saying something like that may not exist. I'm saying the way this is being rolled out, to me, looks like the larger Bluebeam type. And Bluebeam's not an official program, but it's the colloquial, like chemtrails is not the name of geoengineering. And high-altitude aerosol spraying and weather control, but we call it chemtrails. Well, people call it Bluebeam, but definitely in the culture and the system, and there's documents, they have planned this and have talked about unifying us with it. And you saw how they used all the UAP stuff to distract when Biden was in so much trouble, and that's come out now. So Daniel List has a great history of being super accurate. He sent me a whole bunch of exhibits. So you can just call for the ones you want. Crew's doing a great job. We're flying by the seat of our pants here. I should have done more preparation for this. I've done a lot of preparation, but then once I get here, it's like, oh, my God, I've got 15 videos and 100 documents. And there's so much to get to, but we set the table here. I've kind of given a gestalt of it. Those are my views. I know Daniel's are similar because I listen to him. That's where I get a lot of my views. But just give us your overall, 100-mile up view, then zoom into 35,000 and then into point-blank range about generally all this movement we're seeing on so many fronts with this in the PSYOP areas. Daniel, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Alex. It's great to be back with you. And I have to say you're spot on with this because a lot of it is deep state brinkmanship. That's where they're going with it. So now the whole thing has been raised around Epstein and Trump, so they have to go right to the mat and say, on one side, here's the UFO file, and this is the dramatic entry of this subject. Now, Trump himself has also declared through the Space Force in his first term and through the Golden Dome in the second. And the Golden Dome just had its first test 2 days ago, by the way. And that is really the UFO defense grid. But its cover story is that it's going to block these hypersonic or ICBMs from coming in the way the original Star Wars under Reagan did. But this is the season that we're in, which is the challenges and the stakes are going up and up and up ever since Trump got in for that second term. So the UFO file is right there on the table. One, it's very hard to get around Trump when it comes to the UFO file because of the presence of his uncle in his background. That's first. Then Roy Cohn, who was deeply, deeply connected to aerospace, along with all of his other rather nefarious connections. But that's a great place to cut your teeth if you're a future president, as Trump was going to be. And so Trump is on this kind of same level when he's dealing with these people. We have to keep that in mind. So when they're building up this threat now in this period, you've had a number of counterintelligence agents. They were originally rolled out in 2017 with the TTSA, and they included, Tom DeLong, the rock star, and all the CIA people like Jim Semivan, Elizondo, and all these others, really stewarding this entire movement for what looked like disclosure. But what we got was CIA disclosure, and that was all about a UFO threat. That's where they're going. The threat is their ultimate piece because, as you mentioned with COVID and other things, when you want that kind of central control, you need emergency powers. And these people do not have the ability to get that at the ballot box. They don't have that kind of support. So in order to govern, they need the emergency powers, and the sky event of a UFO threat is something they have built up in the background. One group on the inside in there says, no, no, we can't pull it off. There's no way we can get this done. The other group says, no, we've been building this up since 1947. We can do it. And right down the middle of it is the real UFO file. This is what has to be kept in mind, that the UFO file is absolutely real. The CIA UFO disclosure versions, the intelligence community coming out and telling you what they are, even to the point of saying, hey, we have intelligence people who are abductees and all the rest. This is where the misinformation comes in. So you have to be able to separate those two, what looks like disclosure on the surface, like with this Avi Loeb situation. And, you know, Loeb is only about, you know, he's literally 5 minutes from here at the astrophysics lab at Harvard. And I'll tell you this about Loeb. He's an astrophysicist. He was the original one in the black hole project for Harvard. And now he is coming forward. He comes out of Talpiot Intelligence, by the way. You'll get a kick out of that. That's Israeli intelligence that he was in for 10 years. And they sent him over here as early as 1983, when he was 21 as a genius, to work on Star Wars, the first version. So this is a guy with a serious, serious history. And when we're talking about Loeb, he's completely in league with that counterintelligence group that's putting this whole UFO threat forward. But his role is to get this kind of distinguished piece, kind of like the J. Allen Hynek, Vannevar Bush type role, to say, oh, there's an incoming object. This thing appears to be piloted by intelligent craft, and we're communicating with its AI, but it's a danger. It's an actual alien threat. Now, he's been using the term alien threat. They got the intelligence community guys off using that because they were starting to stumble by using that. It sounded too militaristic. But this kind of threat with the incoming object, the incoming alien object, is something that Loeb has been going on about. And if you go into his history, only in the last year, he's been talking about an ET Messiah coming and that he believes in this. And this is absolutely on record. He is quoted by New York Magazine at an event in 2024. It was the World Minds event, which is like Davos Light here and over in New York City. And he went up there and he said, no, you know, the Messiah is not going to come the way we think. I believe it's going to be an ET Messiah who's going to say, don't fight here on Earth because there's so much real estate there in the heavens. So we're getting into the UFO threat and Loeb. We're looking right at the center of what they're pushing forward. But they need to do it now because they cannot let the Trump agenda take complete hold in this period. They need to influence his agenda. And part of his falling out with Musk has left a huge vulnerability in that entire administration. And that gets to that interim leader of NASA, which we'll get into next. But when it comes to Loeb, this is somebody who has a mission, and part of that mission is to make the UFO threat viable to the educated people in the audience.
Now, speaking about this latest visitor and why they're saying it doesn't behave like a comet or an asteroid, what's the truth of that?
Well, it's interesting. As he observed with the Muamua when it came in, they are unusual, but we have had these comets coming in, and this 3I Atlas, what he's saying about it is it has larger, you know, it's certainly larger than anything we've seen, and it doesn't have the gaseous trail of a typical asteroid and things of that nature. So he's saying, my hypothesis is it's intelligently controlled. Now, it's one thing to put it out there as the hypothesis, but if you're talking about the top man at the Harvard Astrophysics Lab, then you're talking about somebody who swings a lot of weight. And what they're looking for, they want to really data mine the issue. And they did this with the drone piece just before Trump came in December into early January. We had this incredible drone run. They need that data, just like they're trying to add NORAD to the NDAA this year in relation to the UFO file. They didn't do that before, but they're trying to do that under the UAP Disclosure Act, which, by the way, is headed up by that titan, that champion of freedom, Chuck Schumer, out of New York. So, you know, these aren't the people you want leading a transparency movement, that is for sure. One of the things I think about the Schumer Amendment in all of this is very interesting, because that's the first one that has included NORTHCOM, because the commander of NORTHCOM and the commander of NORAD and COG are all the same guy. So that is putting the UFO piece directly under NORAD NORTHCOM. So, you know, you would imagine, of course, being a sky event, they'd have some role, of course. But to put them in the heart of the legislation is part of pushing the UFO threat into the emergency powers sector. And when you get close to the secrecy around the UFO file, you're dealing with the continuity of government players. Because the only thing they did with the UFO file and COG is they flipped that kind of underground base secrecy with the lack of oversight and flipped it into space, so that, you know, we're still talking about the last thing that went up to the moon was Apollo 17. That's 1972. So, you know, hello, where have you been for 53 years? And you're going back to the moon all of a sudden. Well, what happened in between? You see, there's been a large scale secret development, but that's been using the public's money. So these are the things that need to be on the table when it gets to this. And I think by just encouraging the threat, they're trying to leapfrog over this process and not do any of the real public disclosures they need to do. Just say, hey, you know what? We have this breakaway technology. We've been building it up in the background, and that is to fight off this alien threat for you.
And you started to prelude it. The new NASA director wants to put a nuclear reactor on the moon by 2030. What does that mean?
Well, this is a really, first of all, you can't do it by treaty. There's a 1967 treaty that prevents that. So, you know, we've got Sean Duffy out there. Sean Duffy is the interim controller of NASA. It was going to be Isaacman, who was Jared Isaacman, and he was the close confidant of Elon Musk. And I think what was going on there with Musk being so close to Trump during the campaign, I mean, there were a few reasons, but one of the reasons was that he wanted to get this NASA director because he wanted SpaceX to have that intel from NASA, because NASA has the huge history, the huge background. And so that was a big power play for him, and you could say that was a business move as well.
But well, that's right. He didn't care about self-driving cars. I mean, he didn't care about the EV mandate. He said, you know, take all that away. He just wanted the space deal, and then his guy got pushed out, and that's when the big rift happened.
Exactly. But there were things about Isaacman that I think that Trump knew something was going on there, and that he felt it was inappropriate to have Isaacman at NASA. This is the tricky thing. When you get into those relationships, it's like, how far is too far? And I think Trump realized, remember, Trump, a lot of his initiatives, he's not the kind of person who discusses his open initiatives. You know, so a lot of his open initiatives, for example, to get control of the UFO file is to push it back under executive control. Well, the open initiative is Space Force. The undercurrent, the thing that is not going to get discussed because he's such a poker player, is getting that control of the UFO file. Now, this is one of the other things about why there's a Kennedy in this administration getting briefed on UFOs, as we just learned about. You know, Robert Kennedy Jr. is the Health and Human Services Secretary, and we know his incredible family background and the Kennedy's family background with the UFO file. But he's getting briefings, and this is according to Robert Malone, Dr. Robert Malone, who you've had on your show. He's an incredibly reliable source. He's getting briefings on the UFO file. And what he's learning from those briefings, according to Malone, is that the Roswell incident was a completely covered-up incident, as we knew, and was actually the crash of an exotic technology that we have redeveloped to develop all these other technologies. So that's the type of information he's getting. But you have to wonder what's going on here in terms of the intelligence net and how close Bobby is to Trump. Somebody is putting him in the position of getting those briefings on the UFO file.
And I probably should have raised this first instead of 3i Atlas. Here's an incredible clip. He's on Kennedy's main medical advisory board now, the inventor of mRNA technology, that Robert Malone says that JFK, RFK Jr. received a classified briefing on UFOs, UAPs, and whether they could be interdimensional beings or time travelers. Malone claims a federal investigator told him alien encounters are ramping up and confirms they're real. Malone's a very credible, serious guy. I know he's very close to Kennedy, so I'm sure this is true. And I know Kennedy's being brought into a whole bunch of areas. That's been confirmed, like finding the missing kids and things, because they were actually trying to hide that in HHS. So this is a really powerful position he was put into. Here's the clip so Daniel List can respond to us.
The other day, I had two FBI agents come to the farm.
Oh, yeah.
To interview me about what I'd experienced during the censorship and defamation and all that during COVID.
That's why.
Because they were launching an investigation about the people that were doing this kind of stuff, including within the federal government.
Wow.
And as they were going out the door, we had our the woman, Justine, that is our kind of our special person within Malone.news that focuses on UAPs. So she was there, and she just couldn't help herself. She asked, do you know anything about the UAPs? And one of them piped up and said, in the investigation, she said, Well, I can't talk about it because I'm actively involved in supporting those investigations, but I can tell you that a lot more activity is happening now.
Oh, God.
That's data point number one, and that they're real. Okay. Data point number two, I'm talking to my friend and mentioned this while we were on the boat, and he says, Bobby had a briefing, and all of this stuff is true. Roswell, all those things, the reverse engineering, the origin of the night vision, a whole bunch of this tech comes out of reverse engineering recovered material. And so stay tuned on that. It sounds like there is absolutely there. And we can look forward to, as you're talking about the future, we can look forward to learning a lot more about what the heck is going on with these, whether they're time travelers and they're humans coming back, or they're from another dimension, or they're whatever, fill in the blank. But apparently it's real.
I'm such a UFO head.
All right, so there's a lot to unpack there. First off, I've talked to the Justice Department. I've been contacted, the weaponization against me. Now, Malone's got him coming to see him about how he got censored and targeted. That came out as one of the names in the State Department file that came out. I'm one of the cameras as well. And the FBI sent me part of my secret file since Obama first targeted me in 2013. So there's a lot of action there. That's a big piece. That's totally separate. And then RFK Jr., close confidant, he's read in on this. And then you see all the action by Trump saying we now control time and space, and his head scientist saying that. Clearly they're getting ready for major disclosure of some type. The question is, do we trust Trump and his group for that? And we know that there's actually the other group competing with him. This is an incredible time to be alive. But regardless, do you agree with me, Daniel List, our journalist, that clearly we're on the cusp of something big?
There's no question. This is huge. And I want to say also that some of the things that they did with you, with the legal jeopardy and all the things that they were pushing, I think a lot of that is timed around when you started opening up more on the UFO file action itself, because they're afraid of that type of thing, of that type of, you know, bringing forward the issue to a large scale audience from a perspective that's not the intelligence community perspective. So that's just a little something to keep in mind, but you're absolutely right. And this does get tricky, of course, because the Trump group itself has the long history with the UFO file, and they certainly have more of a transparency piece with it, especially with Kennedy in there, Kennedy's family. Remember, John F. Kennedy, in large part, was assassinated over the UFO file. This is the crucial thing we've tried to bring forward. There's a number of pieces of documents. There's a number of testimonies about this. And the reason would be that the people who were in charge of NASA and that whole militarization of space aspect back in that period of the 1960s, we were at a fork in the road. It was going to go one way or the other. Kennedy's thing was, let's bring forward peace in space. Let's make it a science zone, a war-free zone. And that was anathema to them because they thought they had this incredible advantage. And then finally, Kennedy, in the background, it's come out through people like Khrushchev's son and others, was working with Khrushchev on a joint moon mission. So the entire space program now is going to be the United States and Russia. And ever since that, there are earlier versions of this, but ever since that, the highest level ranking people on the deep state side who are inside the government have prevented those leaders from getting together without, you know, their interpreters there, without their CIA influence, without the State Department involved. And whenever you get around this, especially with Trump and Putin, there was a big moment around this where they just, by implicating him, as we know in the false Russia collusion story, they kept the communication down to an absolute minimum because it would have looked like, oh, look, you know, he's trading, he's a traitor to the country.
That's right. I mean, even Bolton documents came out last week where they gave him Trump fake briefings, which Harry Reid said they would do when Trump was first elected. And he also said that they would lie to him and then just not give him any intel on anything. And that was about everything. So that was a coup. And that's why they got rid of Flynn so quickly. It was just a bunch of traitors around him, keeping him in the dark.
Yes, and the that's interesting, too, because they have to keep Trump out of the loop on a number of things. They've tried, but he has those inside sources, and he has the sources, including all the way back to the late President Nixon, who he became good friends with. And that's something I put on the record, and what came out later through the Nixon Foundation was 300 personal letters exchanged. Well, if he was encouraging him to run for president and Nixon was deep, deep in that UFO file, then we know Trump knows a great deal
absolutely
about the issue.
Absolutely. And Roy Cohn, you know, right there with, you know, the top anti-communist. No, Trump and then his uncle, head of the Tesla files there at MIT. Absolutely. We'll talk about it when we come back. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm cutting this on the afternoon of July 30th, 2025. You have 7 days from this date to buy one bottle of any of our amazing supplements, the Ultramethylene Blue, the Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit, the list goes on, Ultimate Life Force, and get a bottle absolutely free. But you gotta be a VIP. But that's the best part. This catch is a great deal. You spend $30 a month being a subscriber, you cancel any time, and you get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers just sent to you, and you can cancel any time. So you make $10 by becoming a subscriber. You can cancel any time. This is only running for 7 days. Experience Ultramethylene Blue. Experience the other incredible supplements. But also, the buy one, get one free goes for the ball caps, the t-shirts, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. Those of you that've ever gotten products, now's the time. It'll blow you away. Get the Methylene Blue, bare minimum, at thealexofstore.com. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the Methylene Blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or Ultimate Life Force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the Ultimate Burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the Optimal Human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species. Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sambucus is available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, Sambucus is a fancy word for elderberry. This elderberry concoction is mixed with vitamin C and zinc. It's gummies. They're absolutely delicious. I take two of them every single day as prescribed by the directions on the bottle. Helps with things like healthy stress levels, antioxidant immune support. It promotes respiratory health, seasonal support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Now, not only with Ultimate Sambucus gummies are you getting a delicious way to fight for your immune system, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that Alex Jones is under relentless attack. We know that InfoWars and this crew are under relentless attack as well. And it's not just us they're coming after. Frankly, it's you. They want to silence you. They want to kill your health. They want to kill your mind. And they want to subjugate you under a New World Order government. And so as far as I'm concerned, by going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting Ultimate Sambucus gummies, you are not only fighting for your health, but you're fighting against the New World Order in the most effective way possible. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Pack when I was coming back from getting a glass of water, fell off and bounced and broke into pieces. I was out in the hallway trying to put it back together. But I'm here. Technology. So, stuff is breaking so fast. My head is spinning even during the break. I mean, it's this acceleration, this quickening of information. But I tell you, I've done a lot of research, so I know when I'm talking to somebody that knows what they're talking about, and then on a particular subject knows more than I do, that's dark journalist Daniel List. People think, the average person, that intelligence agencies and groups have the best information. What they are, especially with big empires and countries, is layers of lies and deceit and control, mainly of the government and the corporations, to keep their own employees and people not knowing what's going on. So that's why Trump, early on, about a year into his first term, said, I'm not taking the national security briefings anymore, because he knew it was all crap. And he would make constant phone calls to all the people he knew, former, current government corporations, you name it, to find out what was really happening. So when Daniel List says that, there's a lot of knowledge there, because still most Trump supporters still don't get that. They go, oh, the Trump administration did this. Trump's behind it. Support it. And if something doesn't look good, in almost every case, it isn't Trump. And we go tell him, people tell him, literally, and he reverses course. Like, look, Roger doesn't want the credit. And he's not the only one, but Trump a month ago comes out and says, I don't want the Epstein looked at anymore. It's a diversion. It's a hoax. Doesn't clarify. I mean, the Democrats have the files. What they're going to put out is going to be what they want out. Move along. And I said, that's a horrible Streisand effect. It's going to blow up in your face. And then I started learning more what's happening behind the scenes. And Roger did too, longtime confidant, 50 years, 40-year confidant, runs up there 7 days in the White House and then comes out and tells me stuff behind the scenes, not anything secret, but then tells the listeners a lot of stuff. He was, hey, listen, I don't want to get the credit for stuff. Just stop. Don't get me killed. I'm like, Roger, they already know that they've been there. You're telling him. You notice suddenly Trump goes, okay, we're going to release it all. We're going to come after them, and it's Bill Clinton, and it's the head of Harvard, and it's all them. And now, all of a sudden, the Republicans are subpoenaing all the big globalist kingpins, all the big Democrats, all the FBI heads, all the CIA people, and they are in full panic mode. And that is directly from General Flynn, Roger Stone, and others, and him getting stuff off the air, and the clips he sees, and all the rest of it, hearing from you, hearing from me. So this big push to have everybody shut up. Whatever comes out of the Trump administration, it's $50 trillion DHS. Don't ask questions. No, he's one guy with 3 million people under him. So, dark journalist, analyst, I'm ranting. But just on that topic, that is so important.
There's no question. And you're absolutely right. It's interesting to me, too, because I think that you've done a good job when these things have come up to separate Trump from the policy at times, which is very important to do because of the amount of people around him and influencing him. And some of those people, in the grand scheme of things, may have to go. And we know that it's a tremendous administration in terms of people that you have in there on the inside, like Tulsi, like RFK and others, who are, against tremendous headwinds, making a lot of progress in certain areas. In other areas, they find themselves stumped, even though they're in power, because of the impressive power of the deep state held in there, sanctioned in there, year after year after year. I think at times Trump has thought he could play the game of inside outside with some of this. And now he's just really, trying to move forward and do the entire Trump agenda going forward here. One of the things I think that's tricky is when we get into the Golden Dome, the amount of people around it and how that thing can be flipped You know, and presumably this is a dome that will cover the entire United States as some kind of electronic blanket that can shoot down these incoming missiles. It's a very important project because the first version, as I mentioned, came under President Reagan. And President Reagan saw it as a shield after he was shown the deep, deep UFO files of what they were looking at in terms of UFOs in space. That is outside the atmosphere coming in. So they used this in order to scare him, you know, and he had a background around this all the way to his background in California as the governor about knowing about the UFO file. So he put it front and center toward the end of his tenure. In 87 and 88, suddenly he's talking about UFOs a lot. He's trying to put things in place for it, and he won't give up Star Wars when he goes to these various meetings with Gorbachev and others. That process is very important when you consider Trump now up against Putin and a lot of the tough language now against Putin that's going on as well. A lot of that doesn't look very good in terms of the nuclear situation as well. One of the things that I'm hearing, and you know, I'm not big on predictions, so you can tell this is kind of a rare one. But what I was hearing just before this announcement about them making a nuclear reactor on the moon by 2030, announced by the interim NASA secretary, Sean Duffy, is very interesting to me because what I was hearing was that on September 19th, there was going to be a nuclear announcement out of the Trump administration that would relate directly to the UFO file, and that the cover of some of these things is going to be under the word of new technologies, and they're going to tie it in with the nuclear thing. In fact, though, they'll be talking about the UFO file. Now, it's very interesting to me that that is the period of when the UN speeches will be going on and all of that. So this is what we could be looking for. Part of the thing that Loeb has tried to push in there was that, oh, we're going to be able to see this 3-Eye Atlas UFO threat coming into the system on Halloween of all dates. That's the actual date that he selected. So I think there's something going on in the background. And part of this may relate to an exhibit I put up there, which is something called the Nibra Stone, which is a very old artifact found in Germany that has an astronomical setup to it that they can't ascribe to a normal civilization from that period. And the Nibra Stone, I think, is the first exhibit there. This stone, which they found in 1999, seems to have really had a huge impact on astronomers who can't figure out. It appears to show a future forecasting of a disaster type scenario. Now, some of the astronomers think it's recording a in the past scenario of an incredible destruction that took place. But if this is the future, and if this is the thing that they're calculating with, they might be thinking that anything that relates to this stone, including this object, relates to this astronomical setup that we're in. They could be using a completely different timetable on that side, on the elite side, the calculation side. And, you know, everyone goes around talking about, well, there's a geophysical event, and that's why they're making all the bunkers. Well, geophysical is a tricky term. A pole shift is a much more accurate term in this regard. And I think in terms of underground bunkers, the first place you investigate, because I think now it's getting thrown around, like a billionaire underground bunkers. Look, COG dominates in terms of the underground bunkers. That's number one. Two, the people like Zuckerberg and others are in with that group. And so that's how they can plan to be part of that network of underground bunkers. But it's not like they're on their own island and controlling things, because COG owns that underground base. They're the ones who control that on our side. So that infrastructure has been put in place. It was being built during the Eisenhower administration when they were making all the highways. So we need to understand that there's an entirely secret, separate system that's being involved, and we're seeing surface flashes. So when we see clashes, for example, over the secrecy around the UFO file, when we see these things about Trump talking about weapons that can control time and space, or, you know, you mentioned something about Sean Ryan's show. Well, there was Stephen Quast was on there, of course, maybe about 2 months ago, talking directly about how the Trump family had inherited the Tesla technology, which is something we put forward in our documentary, Tesla, Trump, and the Time Capsule. This has to be understood that at least when these people get together, that when they are staring off against each other, that one of the things that they had a problem with Trump over wasn't just that he was an outsider with his own clout and his own edge of the deep state. what they had was that he was on an equal level with them on these things. And so that they couldn't stand. So regardless of if somebody was in favor of Trump or not, we have to understand the level and why the deep state is upset about dealing with him directly. I think that's important. And John Trump is a very interesting key in all this.
Sure, they never want presidents to know what's going on.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, look at Biden and Harris. They're the new prototype of literally people that are brain damaged as a puppet. So they can run the auto pin, and that's the perfect example of the deep state at the surface. 100% the last year, he had no idea what went on. Only 25% the years before. I mean, it's even lower numbers than that. He was literally out to lunch.
Well, Alex, who was running? And I mean, you really covered this so closely from the beginning with Biden that he was already checked out from day one. So who was running that auto pen? Who was running it, in your opinion?
Well, I mean, we know the name of a couple of assistants that would physically do it, but it was actually, Roger Stone broke this before they even stole the election in 2020. He told me privately, so they're going to steal the election. Trump isn't going to have as big a landslide this time as people think. He's invincible. The Q stuff, he says, he's going to lose the election for us. And he said people are just asleep. They think he's invincible. So that we have to have a landslide override the fraud, and those numbers are known. And he said, so they're going to have, Obama's already getting a building a mile from the White House, and he's already staffing it all. They're going to have a committee, and he even listed the lawyers, the names that became the people. This is before the election, about 3 weeks before. And he goes, and then they're just going to basically run it off an auto pen. And then he said it right after they stole it. He's on record saying all that, but he named the names like a few months later, like, oh, I'm so sad Trump lost. But that's how smart Roger is. Because what you see with Roger on air is like what he says to the public, and it's all true. You know, it's not a lie, but he only tells people so much. But behind the scenes, he's dialed into everything. And so it was a consortium of Obama, Hillary, and the groups they report to. And then Biden's wife would be able to, like, you know, well, I'll go to him if you don't give me this. But she mainly just wanted money.
Yes. Yeah. And we know she had a tremendous problem having Harris as the nominee. There's no question about that. It is very fascinating. I think this is going to be studied for decades about what happened during the Biden presidency. And very, very unusual to have someone there who's totally controlled and obviously not in control of his faculties. So now on the world stage, they all know they're dealing with somebody who has an agenda. And that's actually good for the United States, in my opinion, on so many levels. I think there is something, there's some statecraft involved with the Trump presidency that needs to be there, more so than getting into these, issues with allies, for example. But I do think it's important, part of the thing, and you do it so well on this show, which is to cover the Trump presidency and to really understand the things that he's trying to do in terms of restoring America, but also to keep an eye on that entire group around the presidency, because it's very, very, it's an interesting position in this sense that it's so manipulated, but it's still the most important position on the entire planet.
Bringing in the wild card, again, I'm not an Israel-obsessed person. I don't think Israel runs everything, but clearly it's been involved and, you know, heavily in the deep state, you know, a big partner in it. But it, to me, with the Democrats in such disarray, I see Netanyahu and his coterie of people really trying to come in the administration, not just on foreign policy, but on censorship and all sorts of weirdness. And it's enraging Trump's base, not even because on average they hate Israel, but because they're America first. And we wouldn't want the Chinese or the British or the Mexican government running our government.
Yes, there's no question about it. And you pointed it out. They may have actually pulled back a policy because of what you pointed out immediately about that Homeland Security directive that would remove, you know, if you didn't pledge allegiance to Israel, it would remove the disaster aid, which is absurd. And they did. They pulled it within 24 hours of you bringing it up. So I think
everybody
is...
got pissed. But yeah, our listeners contributed. But yeah, people were like, what?
Yeah. That's a misstep. But see, if you can catch the misstep and bring it back within 24 hours, you're in good shape.
Oh, you know, Trump didn't even know about that and killed it. It happens all the time. I've confirmed it many times. You see it in press conferences now that he's brought in more independent press, which horrifies the establishment. And all the time they say, sir, you know about this? Really, is that true? He'll say, write that, and he'll, I'll check on it. Hours later, he'll sign an executive order or fire somebody. So you see, it's all about access.
Well, they've had that control. It's very important what you're mentioning here, because the media itself became an arm of this other thing. So at a certain point, even if you go back and study the history in the 70s and 80s, there was a back and forth in that media. There were multiple opinions. What they tried to do by 2020 was centralize the entire thing. So that type of journalism just became an arm of the state. And they were the type of arm of the state that would put you in prison for saying the wrong thing. Well, that's so close. It's razor close to a Nazi regime. How close did we get there in 2020 to a Nazi regime? I would say incredibly.
Yeah, let's be clear. They went for total totalitarian soft coup behind the scenes. And I love that Robert Malone interview where just as a side, oh, the FBI was there investigating how they censored me and targeted me. I've talked to them too. I'm just going to stop there. They are doing these investigations. So folks, they're not just doing these for no reasons. I'm telling people they have Ed Martin's task force, out there on government weaponization. And that's the one with Malone. And they're gathering the data. So something's going on.
There's no question, but you notice the interesting thing that Malone said in all of that that grabbed me the most, even more so than that Bobby was getting briefings, which is quite unusual if you think about it under normal circumstances. But what Malone said was that all of this activity is ramping up. That's what the FBI people told him about the UFO file. That is interesting. One of the things that got revealed earlier this year, because when the Trump administration was going through these different FBI agents looking at who was involved in J6 and trying to get them out of there, they were put out a directive to the public through anonymous sources to Politico and others saying, we have a UAP working group in the FBI, and we want to make sure we're protected from this happening, from us getting thrown out, because our work is too important not to have continuity. This is very, very strange because everyone points to, you know, the Air Force, the CIA, and others. But the FBI has been dropped off the radar in terms of the UFO file. The discovery of a working group self-proclaimed inside there is news. And it's something that got completely missed because...
Well, that's key. The FBI's gone something like 60% intelligence operation in the last 20 years or so, or since 25. And that's a big issue. And notice, turns out... The DOJ leaked it today. Of course, we already knew it. Epstein was FBI going back to Mueller, right through Comey.
Right.
That's why they came to Trump and said, shut it down. It's our operation, CIA, FBI. And I've said that for a long time. I go, no, it's FBI too. And they go, oh, they're not involved. You're coming up for Mossad. No, they're all involved. At the top of these agencies, folks, they're all the same group.
There's no question. And think about, you know, Hoover's role. He's the one who set the entire tone for the FBI. I haven't seen any evidence that the FBI or the CIA has reformed at all. You know, as a matter of fact, with the setup for the assassination of Julian Assange by Pompeo and others, you know, they were doing something completely outside of the desires of the president of the United States, who was Trump at the time. This is 2019. So those groups are operating with their own mandate. Look, the Central Intelligence Agency, people don't understand this, I think, generally. They have their own Air Force, okay? And Homeland Security, there's 275,000 people associated with that agency, which did not exist before 9/11. NORTHCOM did not exist before 9/11. Now they control all of the emergency powers. I mean, this is a very dangerous situation. And when you turn the entire situation of the United States around, as some policies of the Trump administration are doing, you'd like to see more action in others. But how do you get to that most secret lair? This is what they need the congressional hearings on. And, you know, they said, oh, we're going to have JFK hearings. We're going to have UFO hearings. They've been pretty lightweight so far. And I'll tell you the reason why, because the same guys who roll themselves out as these intel whistleblowers, they don't want to show up for the real thing. So when they skiff gets called, these people say, oh, I'm sick, I can't make it, and all the rest, because they don't want to be on record because they don't have the true intel. They've been sent out there as pawns of this intelligence group to spread this whole kind of UFO.
Now, what you said is just key. Congress invites them because they have, you know, the classification power to see it. They say, interesting, Captain. Can you come here next Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday? We want to meet with you. We'd like to bring you to the skiff. They go, oh, no, because they're going to go in there and not know what any of it is and be shown as frauds.
Exactly. And also, one of the main guys in all this, and I won't even say his name at this, but I talked to him, and he told me that he was being controlled by this DOD billionaire, and he couldn't come on my show, and he could only say certain things, and he could only appear at these places and all the rest. And my advice to him was, get the hell out of there. You know, if you have something real to tell, you can't be controlled by that whole system.
And that's key. A lot of these guys I've watched testify, they're like, and I was told this and I was told that. That's the standard deal. They even believe it. And now they're getting all this attention and money. They're just passing on BS. They're not even eyewitnesses.
Exactly. It's third hand. It's this guy told me and he saw it. And that whole thing creates a situation which legally wouldn't be admissible at all. So, you know, that's the standard when it comes to this. I'll tell you another thing about this, which is the program. One of the things we were able to force the government to admit to was the Blue Program. The Blue Program is the key to how to track how the UFO file has been kept secret and moved through different agencies through steganography.
And then notice all these big tech types, everybody all name their companies Blue.
It is, yes. Look at Blue Origin into space, right? And their ex-steganography competing with SpaceX for this. And they're going deep. You know, the nuclear reactor might be directly in response to what Musk and Bezos are into, going into this whole idea about space. And I'll tell you this. I talked to a guy who comes on the program often, who was an AFOSI officer. And, you know, that's secret inside of the Air Force. And he told me we already have boots on the ground on Mars. Already done it. So think about it. We're already there. So everything you and I are talking about, everything that's playing out, even the clashes, are maybe 25, 30 years behind what's actually taking place.
Well, I mean, I know this. It's been documented that most technologies we see are 30 to 40 years old. Again, they still say this, the SR-71 Blackbird's the fastest plane in service in the 50s.
Yes. And it's fascinating because this is an important thing that came up in relation to that Bobby briefing, which is Bobby getting the briefing on Roswell. It's particularly interesting that Roswell came up because Roswell was something that was put on the map by Marcel, the officer coming out 30 years later and describing what happened. That's why I think it's so authentic. But what's interesting to me about Roswell is there was a guy named Philip Corso who handled the material after the fact, came out at the end of his life to talk about these things. And his Wikipedia in the middle of this hubbub around Bobby getting a Roswell briefing got removed very, very mysteriously from Wikipedia.
And again, if this was bull, why would you do it? Now, Malone is all about credibility, you know, to the point of being too conservative. He would not make that up. Plus, I can call Kennedy up now, but he wouldn't tell me. The point is we already know all this from reverse engineered research we've done. Can you a little bit more, though, on some of these guys that are putting these stories out and just not be mean to them? Why don't we mean to them, but just whether you think it's credible or not?
No, there's no question that the stories are coordinated, and this is the nature of the problem. The whistleblowers, and Loeb is part of it, because remember, Loeb over here at Harvard is part of the Harvard Astrophysicist Lab. When he put together this whole group to study UAPs called Galileo, the first people he put on the board were CIA people.
Hold on, and stay right there. Just do a little bit more time with us in the next hour, okay?
Yes.
Perfect. And then I'm doing the deep dive on the Palisades fire, because it just triggered me with Mel Gibson coming out. Everything he said was true. And I'm just like, boy, I wish I could just put documents and videos and clips up to what he said. And so this is a first strike at it, because I'm really mad about those fires and how they engineered it and how this is their new model to take over and administrative, you know, deindustrialization, sabotage. Catherine Austin Fitz exposes it with genius level information. So I'm going to do just a basic breakdown. It's going to be powerful, but I'm almost going to make a fast documentary or something and like show what Gibson says and then show a bunch of proof because, you know, it's getting a lot of attention. These people need to go to prison. We're going to start the next hour. Remember, I can't take on the globalists without your help. And they are attacking us still. They're coming after us. I don't burn our time on that. I was at lawyers' offices till 7 o'clock last night. They're like, you know, we are starting to win. But they're trying to, you know, run us out of time and money. And this is a long battle, like Trump's had stamina. We've all got to have stamina. I need your support, thealexjonesstore.com. We were going to end it today, but I'm so busy and there's no new sale launch. So I don't even know what we're going to do. So we're going to extend this sale till Thursday night, and then it will be over. And it's one of the biggest sales ever, if not the biggest. Buy any of the supplements, the ultramethylene blue that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. raves about, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, the very strongest turmeric. It's all there. The widest selection of t-shirts, Patriot apparel, you name it, ball caps. Buy one t-shirt, get the same one free. Buy one ball cap, get another one free. Buy a bottle of Shilajit, get a same bottle, gummies free. Whatever it is, the same bottle. It's not like you get one big bottle, a little free bottle. No, it's the very same bottle free at thealexjonesstore.com, and that sale's going to end Thursday at midnight because I've just been so busy, like a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest. I haven't had time to come up with a new sale with our sponsor. So thealexjonesstore.com, thealexjonesstore.com. Thank you so much for your support. We'll be right back with our journalists. I'm cutting this on July 30th, 2025. That means you've got 7 days to take advantage of one of the biggest sales in the history of thealexjonesstore.com. If you buy any of our amazing supplements, the methylene blue, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, all of the great products are there right now. Buy one already discounted, get the very same bottle, the very same product, absolutely free, but it's only running for 7 days. When you're a VIP, for $30 a month, you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special discounts, and more. That's how you take advantage of the buy one, get one free. This is only for VIP members, but anybody going to the store should be a VIP because you get $40 for subscribing for $30 a month. You make money on that, and you can cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for your support.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
big.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at TheAlexJonesStore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Still had Daniel List on because he's a great guest and such an important topic. Normally, almost any other guest, I would have just said, hey, sorry, tomorrow, because I'm drinking out of a fire hose here. I mean, the stuff breaking is all so insane. Most of it's good that I'm getting chills right now. So I'm not putting an act on here that I'm freaking out. And the crew knows that they rarely see me this flustered. Daniel, I want to look at some of these people, these folks that look coordinated to me. I'm not attacking them. And how their stories are all vague, and then I could go deep on each one of them, obviously knowing the background of how this stuff works. But just in general, what would you call this moment in history? Because I can feel it, you can feel it, we can intellectually see it. Everybody else that's really not awake, a lot of folks are awake, but those that aren't awake are freaked out because their subconscious and the collective unconscious understands it. We're conscious trying to understand it, so we're a little less freaked out, I think. I don't know if I'm speaking for you, but imagine someone not conscious of this, but unconsciously and subconsciously they are. That's why people are so freaked out, because I'm in between scared, happy, exhilarated, super excited. I mean, how can anybody be bored right now? What would you call this moment in time?
This is definitely the unmasking of the intelligence community. That's a major aspect of it, because they've been in control of all these various subjects, from the Kennedy assassination to UFOs to CERN to our ancient past. They've kept the lid on it. And that's on the establishment side, because it's not that they don't believe in it. It's that they've kept it for themselves. As we know, they've worked on these things. They wanted industry out of these things. They wanted control of these things. You know, it's interesting to look back at the very beginning of the Central Intelligence Agency, and you see Alan Dulles there, and he's at Sullivan and Cromwell drawing up the charter for CIA. It's not even a military organization when you think of it that way. It's a lawyer organization. And what were Sullivan and Cromwell so good at? They were dealing with international finance. So, you know, these groups that wanted to put certain people together and really organize on a corporate level what they could do with America's dominant power throughout the world went directly through these intelligence agents. But the problem is there's such a schizophrenic level, because the development on their part, the way science works, is when you get one breakthrough going, the other guy picks it up, the other woman picks it up, and it goes on, and you get all these incredible developments. Well, in this case, if you keep that science secret and you develop it in the background for 80 years, you take it out of the loop of the public. And then at a certain point, you're going to have to bring that back in for a number of reasons. You've developed it. You've checked it out. You want to make the billions on it. You also want to centralize the control. But the public doesn't know that you've been working with UFO technology, for example. We'll start with that one. They don't know you've been working on this apotheum effect in the background. So how do you break that information back in from this group that took the breakaway tech and developed it over here on the side. So when we see all these CIA people coming out after the CIA was the main blocker on the UFO topic for decades, they were the one who discredited the people who came forward and in some cases even bumped off certain researchers and political figures in relation. That's the X-Protect group inside. When you look at that and you really see what the control, the level of control that they've been able to exhibit over American society, it's phenomenal. Well, when those people come out and say, well, the aliens are here and they're a threat and we need this UFO defense office through the NDAA, you know we're at a pivotal crossroads. I mean, this is almost a biblical revelations type clash because you can't have those forces come in and take over the narrative of humanity and the origin story of humanity and bring in those types of emergency powers. So you have to expose it on one hand, but then what happens when they're exposed and you're looking at them and you know what they're up to on this issue? That's the crucial crossroads, I think, that we're looking at. And we've been looking at it ever since, really, we developed the nuclear technology because the UFO file became a central force and a central figure in all of that. And so this is the nature of the time that we're in. And I can only think of you when, you know, as the kind of architect of the alternative media, what you must think of all these things coming true after you've put them out there for so long.
Incredibly sad, man. We got to get you on for like a 3-hour commercial free podcast. We send like 100 exhibits and I just boom, boom. Cause I'm telling you folks, just all I do is study this stuff and just Daniel gets it all at every level. He's better than I can. He just sees it. And once you see it, you can't unsee it. And something big is about to happen. We'll be right back with Trump making a bizarre hand gesture. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen right here on The Alex Jones Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you can see the headline at Drudge Report. Trump makes bizarre hand gesture, and he was outside of the White House. And you could say he was pointing up at the White House, but it's, look, we have AOC, we have Pocahontas, we have them all making this hand gesture. And the left is so deceptive that if I make a Roman salute, and the Romans did this too, and then thousands of years later, Mussolini did this, and so Hitler kind of copied Mussolini in the uniforms and the goose stepping and all of it, and so that's the salute. But forevermore, that's the Nazi salute. Now, I'm demonstrating it. People will take that and say Jones is making Hitler salutes. No, I'm demonstrating it. Like if I say UT football is hook 'em horns, and that doesn't always mean you're worshiping the devil. Actually, it goes back to Italy as well, as you ward off the devil with it. It's the opposite of that. You actually study where that comes from. But my enemies, both on the fake left and fake right, will now take those images, and they will say that I was heiling Hitler and worshiping the devil. No, it's all the intention. But I will tell you, whatever message it is, or to be politically incorrect, I don't think Elon Musk is a secret Nazi. I don't think Trump is a secret Nazi. But at a certain point, the way Musk did it, where he, you know, snapped to and all the rest of it, and, you know, like Dr. Strange said, Mein Führer, I can walk. I mean, that was, you know, like, boom, hits his chest and then salutes. But it is a classic human salute. It's like when I've raised my fist before at right-wing events, I saw in right-wing news articles like 25 years ago, Jones is really a communist. He's making a raised fist. No, the raised fist is an ancient symbol of resistance. Okay? So I'm simply here showing people different, and I know most of the audience knows that you're probably like, we're not 5 years old, Alex. We know that. I know, but people take things out of context and to deceive. And so they will take all that out of context. But I'm being honest. The Elon thing looks deliberate, just be politically incorrect. I think he did. Be rebellious. I don't know about Trump. Let's roll the video with audio of Trump just 30 minutes ago.
What else, Mr. President, what do you want to build? What are you trying to build?
Sir, you approve?
You say more missiles?
Are you building missiles?
What? Come on, Dad.
Did you say missiles?
Taking over all of Gaza, sir.
All right, so Trump's a famous joker. That was not intentional. He's saying missiles. That's a classic way to describe you're firing missiles is pew, 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 pew. So, and I'm not even defending Trump. That is my take. We can get Daniel List, our journalist, take on that. But this is going to be a new, giant, obvious fiasco. And then we start with the memes. Please get somebody in there to take Trump doing that and then put up AOC doing it and say, and then under it, maybe Elizabeth Warren. And then maybe Chuck Schumer. They've all done it. And then put on there, we're all Hitler now. Ha, 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 ha. Put it out immediately with an InfoWars at the bottom. This is hilarious. Sorry, Daniel List, I didn't mean to keep you holding while I'm ranting. What do you make of this news fiasco?
You always have to be careful when you're Trump and you get around these things. Musk was in a lot more danger with what he was doing. And I think, in fact, you know, because he had just given a speech in Germany to this group that, you know, it was just him kind of blowing off steam, but he has a tendency not to care. And I think it would be in general, I think with Musk, he's another one who needs to really practice a lot more statecraft when you get around these things, because people can take this stuff and really run it over the coals. And I'm sure, the really liberal aspects of the news media really will take that and just convince their people that, you know, this is a Nazi salute and you should send us donations to the next leftist candidate. Look, we're up here in Boston. You know, we have the most liberal, mayor, the most liberal governor, and they feed the public up here all this crap all the time about how, you know, everywhere you go, it's like, oh, Trump is the king and Elon is Hitler. I mean, that's just the way that they do it. So they know what to feed to their audience in order to get those political donations going, and they will feed that image.
Well, I got to tell you, I like Elon Musk overall. I think he's a trailblazer, amazing. I think he got fired up aggressively under attack, being politically incorrect, tired of being called a Nazi, did it as a joke. And then with Trump, though, 100%, he makes a joke about nuclear missiles on the roof. What are you doing up there? By the way, they do have anti-aircraft missiles on the roof of the White House. That's no secret. Handheld and,
oh yeah.
I mean, I've seen it. That's on record. But you'll see Trump when he gives a speech or others look at a building. You see guys with, you know, high-tech stingers up there. So he makes a joke about nukes on the roof, and they're going to say a Hitler salute. I mean, this is hilarious, but clearly he's saying firing missiles. I mean, is that what you get from this, Daniel?
Absolutely, yeah. This is a total nothing, but they will make something out of it just for the heck of it. And Trump is so used to that as well. I'll tell you what's interesting is the vision of Trump with Musk before the big falling out, which I still think is kind of a disaster in mm-hmm. that sense. And I think that Musk maybe precipitated a lot of it. But when they were hanging out together and watching the launches of SpaceX and all the rest, they were conjuring up that image of von Braun with Kennedy, looking at the launch of those S-4 missiles and all the rest. And there was like an incredible tie-over there, I think, to the technology edge with the power of the presidency overruling that thing. And, you know, you just showed Vance there. He just went and said, I'm going to take the whole August recess and study UFOs because I'm fascinated. I'm obsessed with UFOs. Well, now we have the VP talking about UFOs, Malone you know, talking about briefings with Kennedy and UFOs. So the UFO part is in the center of the crux of all this. And people behind the scenes know it, and they've been trying to figure out how to bring that forward to the public in a way that preserves their position. And so the threat is a major piece of how they can do this. And I think with groups like Trump and Trump's group, they're really looking at it and saying, how can we move this forward in a way that puts it back under executive control? And that's been the thing that Eisenhower lost the executive control of the UFO file. We've been battling with it now over 60 years. This has been going up and down and up and down through Nixon, through Reagan, through Trump, and these other figures. And other figures who were just completely out of the loop didn't know anything about the UFO file. Guys like Obama, I don't think, were involved at all. You know, it is interesting to note that Obama's production company is funding the story of Betty and Barney Hill for a Netflix movie. And that whole thing is Obama's production company. They're doing it. And that's the first major story.
And you've been saying this for a long time, for years, that this building, it's clearly everywhere now. I forgot, Vance, I'm taking the month of August off to study UFOs. I mean, they're clearly signaling when all this comes out that they were ahead of the curve.
Alex, what kind of reality are we in when the VP is saying, I'm going to take the summer off to study UFOs? I mean, this is a very, very unusual situation. And
I know you have a lot of sources you believe are credible and have been definitely in the secret space and aeronautics program. What are they telling you?
They're definitely saying it's what the FBI people told Malone, that there's an acceleration that's taking place. But one of the things that they're very, very far behind on the CIA intelligence community, and that includes the NGA and others, they've all been working and coordinating together. They had Avril Haines as a major UFO UAP coordinator. Now she's out. So, you know, they have been trying to move this into the center. They moved it into congressional hearings. They moved it into these other places. And they had guys like Elizondo, who were total counterintelligence agents out there promoting a UFO threat, going on Fox, going on CNN, and really being the center of all this. Whenever you would see UFOs, you'd always see him and the same picture of the TTSA Go Fast UFO. That's what they created. In fact, there's been 70, 80, 90 years of UFO reporting, if you look at it, and there's all of this background. And, you know, it's been exploited into movies and everything else, but you've had really solid researchers, guys like John Mack and others there. What's going on now is the total centralization between the intelligence community and this DOD billionaire I've mentioned, Chris Mellon, who we've exposed on our show as being in the center of controlling these whistleblowers. And the idea there, you know, and as I mentioned, we've had his cousin on, John Warner, so I get it from a very good source, John Warner IV, who is the son of John Warner, the senator, the late senator from Virginia. And, you know, he's like, well, Chris is running the UFO threat for the DOD intelligence side.
So there's the same levels of activity internally, externally, and the people like Jeremy Corbell, I'm not saying he's a bad guy, he can come on the show if he wants, but I look at the production, I look at him in January, they will tell you there is a ship on its way to Earth, that 100% BS, it's a lie, they're going to tell you. But see, if you want to put out it's a ship, people know if you say it's a ship, oh, you're fear-mongering. But if they say they're going to tell you it's a ship, it's not. Again, that's how you really feed the story. That's what I pick up here. I know some folks have, let's just say this from behind the scenes, and there's a bunch of these guys, and I'm not saying they're bad actors. I'm just, they just show up and just say all this stuff. And then when it's all Gnostic, kind of Q-ish, where you can project whatever you want onto it, and then magically the object shows up, and these objects are always coming through, It really begs the question. This is part of a larger tapestry of these guys popping up everywhere. I'm not even trying to look for it. It's just everywhere. Boing, 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 boing. All these, you know, wild stories where if you're really on an army base and you're really in a teleportation room and you're really with space aliens and you go on shows, say your name and you were in that, they're going to come grab your ass. I mean, come on, people. Yeah, so let's go ahead and roll this clip of him talking about, oh, it's coming soon, and then right on time, here is the AI Atlas coming on. Here it is.
But the lie is coming. All indications, like all of them, is that that lie is going to be that there is a craft slowly making its way to us here on Earth. And that is the lie they're going to want you to believe. It's nuanced. How they explain that. The nature of that threat. But that 100 fucking percent is the lie you are going to be told. You even got a date. People have been whispering a date for a long time now. I know where that lie comes from. I know specifically what document from the 70s initiated the idea of that lie. A classified document. That is the lie you will be told. You're going to be told that there is a craft on its way to Earth. That's the lie. Maybe I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. I sent you two texts today with a year. Not from me. Nope. I'm not going to propagate that lie. Not going to be part of it. Not going to say it to the camera. Everybody knows.
And they show that.
Just start paying attention. And they'll change the date, especially if they see
this. You're going to love the music.
Things will change. Because maybe I'm trustworthy. Maybe I'm worthy of your trust. Maybe I've told you the truth the whole way through it. Now you can verify it. If that's the case, then I'm fucking dangerous. You've been told the truth about UFOs for a long time now. It's been pretty orchestrated. It's been pretty clear. And it's using people that are telling the truth and want to tell the truth. Ultimately, they want you to know something. They want you to know UFOs are real. Thank God we're finally there. We're all there now.
At least you can look at the camera.
But why they want you to know that truth now? Hope I'm wrong, but it's terrifying. Think about it. Maybe it's good to get ahead of it. Call it out now before they do it. I'll be called crazy. That's okay.
Remember a week before, 4 or 5 days before, they had the guy go around shooting the representatives in Minnesota. I said, you know, they probably shoot up some representatives somewhere, and but they blame me and Trump the, you know, the day it happens. And then there's the roommate. Oh, he loves Alex Jones. He loves Trump. And then they find the wife with passports, a bunch of guns, and other people. And the guy says, no, I actually work for, you know, Governor Waltz. The point is that the day I saw that guy, the prime minister, that's the fakest body language I've ever seen. They had all these former top FBI and Secret Service behaviorists say, we've never seen something so fake. We ought to give that to some of those guys and ask them the body language. Because I don't have training in it, but does anybody watching that not see scripting, not see just off-the-chart disingenuousness? But on top of it, it's all nebulous. It's all I can't tell you. I've seen a classified document. You can get up here and rattle off for hours presidents saying the aliens are coming, or we could stage an alien attack to unify the planet. And we've got all the, I mean, we can go on, but you know, when we have Robert Malone on the HHS commission and confidant of Kennedy saying this, like, oh, we don't care about that. But, oh, look over here. This guy is, you know, with scary music telling us, and I'm not singling this guy out. He's just emblematic of just hundreds of these guys I see flooding the zone. So what the hell's going on here?
Oh, there's no question. That's the TMZification of the UFO file reporting. And Corbell is well known for that. He's a big marketeer in the middle of all this. And he and George Knapp got together and did this show and just promoted all these things. And a lot of the things that came out as a result of what they were showing, like the jellyfish UFO and all those types of things, turned out to be fake. So for me, when I look at that stuff, I think of them as the marketing op, because, you know, you have the marketing side and then you have the intel side. And the intel side, guys like Elizondo and all the rest on that end. And then you need the marketing people, where the marketing op piece lies. So you have two walls closing in on that, the marketing side of the UFO file and the CIA, NGA, NRO group pushing in and creating their own narratives and getting those out to the public. And the narratives are dangerous, especially when they go for the UFO threat side. Make no mistake, it's very dangerous. And as you've mentioned, if you thought that COVID was a big deal with the lockdowns and everything, just wait till they get to the sky event of a UFO threat. There's no question about it. And it's interesting because on the Russian side, remember, they're very aware as well of the thing around the UFO file. They've been developing it for 70, 80 years on their side. So we're not alone in all of this research that we can do this. So it's a tricky game with the intelligence agencies, what they let out and what our enemies can glean from what we let out.
I'm not singling these guys out. There's dozens of these. It just, I hear this, I see this. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm Edward Keith Abbott, ex-U.S. Army 500th Military Brigade, and this is what went on. And in the real world, if you did that, you'd be disappeared. I can tell you right now any of this stuff. So let's play clip 19. Here it is.
The Cunia Tunnel is basically everything anybody ever says on a phone, on a computer. Those guys are down there and they're listening to everything. And there's one spot in there that this lieutenant was telling us about that he worked in, and it was called Otherworldly Communications. And I'm like, what? He's like, there's only 8 of us. No enlisted, just officers. We're all linguists, and we just listen all day to otherworldly communications. Come on now. If we're talking about aliens, who can communicate with an alien? And he said that we have been doing this for a very long time, that we're already traveling in space. And I remember seeing them coming down. They were wearing, like, black uniforms. Only thing on their sleeve was a blue circle with a red pointer coming up the top on the left arm. We were told they were space program guys. This is 2007. A space program? What the hell is a space program? They're already in space and on the moon. And there is a dialect, and we do have linguists that understand the dialect. So then, 2 weeks later, a couple of guys I knew that worked in the Cunia Tunnel, I pulled aside and I said, listen, man, that lieutenant said there's a place called Otherworldly Communications. And they said, there is, man. We can't even go in the hallway over there. And then you find out why we're in Iraq. Because there's some artifacts that we have to get out of Iraq. We went to Iraq because we wanted to plunder some kind of artifacts they were looking for. He confirmed this. They said that there were some artifacts from, God, who knows how long ago, that were extremely important, and they were from other civilizations that came to Earth and started the whole program. Whole program? And one of the officers said that this is our fourth civilization on Earth that has been this far or even further along than we are. Let's just hope we make it. What does that mean? Hope we make it. Who's someone going to take us all out? And he indicated with his eyes that, yeah, we could be taken out if we do it wrong.
All right, so just going off the audio, that guy sounds, you know, to my brain, either the great actor Al Pacino level or he thinks he's telling the truth. But even Bill Cooper, who was a good guy and believed what he was saying, he talks about on air and also wrote his book, Pale Horse, he said, I was in this, you know, naval intelligence stuff, and there were all these documents, you know, about UFOs and all this, but he goes, I thought they might have been planning that to have me, you know, put the story out or something. He was even figuring that out and understanding that, but then saw some crazy things later coming in and out of the ocean. So there's a lot to this. A lot of these guys aren't bad. They're being fed disinfo. I mean, what do you make of that? And then obviously that's the classic origin story, you know, that's in all the ancient texts there, and he's thinking he's getting it from some classified thing. Go ahead.
Absolutely. And, well, from a lot of the audio there, that guy is referencing the secret space program. And that was brought forward, a lot of it was brought forward by Gary McKinnon, who's known as the NASA hacker. And it is true that when Obama went over to the UK, they brought this up when it was him and James Cameron talking. And they said, what are you going to do about the NASA hacker? And he said, we have ways to get him. Well, as it turned out that with McKinnon, what they were able to say on his side was that, you know, he wasn't able to stand trial here in the United States, and that because he had Asperger's, and so that whole case got dropped. But what he saw was a whole off-world officers list. And this is the crucial thing that we need to understand, which is there were, inside of those NASA documents that he hacked into, a role for an off-world officers list. That's not astronauts, so who are they? But it makes sense because you think about the fact that we have not gone to the moon since 1972. We had the Challenger disaster in 1986, which ended the entire manned flight aspect of this whole situation. So what have they been doing in the meantime? They've had a very active program of spaceports, space infrastructure being built up with public money for private infrastructure. And now you have these guys coming forward and saying, hey, we're going to go to Mars. We have all this infrastructure. You're going to have hotels in space and all the rest of it. who built the infrastructure. There's no question it was the United States space program, but that has been a secret space program this whole time.
Can you just do a few more minutes, because I want to tell you a story on the other side and get your take on it?
Yes, absolutely.
I'll start telling it now then. And I mentioned this before, and it didn't even get picked up anywhere. I thought it probably would, but also sometimes I mention things that's taken out of context. Like I said, when I was criticizing Trump last month about the Epstein thing, I got some calls from the White House saying, what is it you want? It wasn't like you want a bag of money. It was like, what do you want us to do? And then they take the clips out, and, oh, Jones says they tried to pay him off. No, they're like, what do you want? What do you want us to do? What are you bitching about? What do you expect? But moving on from that, well, when we come back, I've never really told the full story. And I can't tell it all. I was told I could talk about it, and I was like, why are you telling me this? But we're going to come back, and I'm going to say it on air. Stay with us. Our medical-grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it, because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm cutting this on the afternoon of July 30th, 2025. You have 7 days from this date to buy one bottle of any of our amazing supplements, the Ultramethylene Blue, the Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit, the list goes on and on, Ultimate Life Force, and get a bottle absolutely free. But you got to be a VIP. But that's the best part. This catch is a great deal. You spend $30 a month being a subscriber, you cancel any time, and you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers just sent to you, and you can cancel any time. So you make $10 by becoming a subscriber. You can cancel any time. This is only running for 7 days. Experience Ultramethylene Blue. Experience the other incredible supplements. But also, the buy one, get one free goes for the ball caps, the t-shirts, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. Those of you who've never gotten products, now's the time. It'll blow you away. Get the Methylene Blue, bare minimum, at thealexofstore.com. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty. I'm cutting this on July 30th, 2025. That means you've got 7 days to take advantage of one of the biggest sales in the history, thealexjonesstore.com. If you buy any of our amazing supplements, the Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, all of the great products are there right now. Buy one already discounted, get the very same bottle, the very same product, absolutely free, but it's only running for 7 days. When you're a VIP for $30 a month, you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special discounts, and more. That's how you take advantage of the buy one, get one free. This is only for VIP members, but anybody going to the store should be a VIP because you get $40 for subscribing for $30 a month. You make money on that, and you can cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for your support.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm doing the deep dive on the Palisade fires in Mel Gibson. Now he's right. Soon. Maybe I'll do a special report tonight and air it tomorrow, but it's going to happen. The problem is I get more and more info. I want to make it really powerful because it's already so powerful. And then I realize I can make it even more powerful. Total proof that I did it on purpose. But I don't tell these stories or write myself into it. I'm not Hunter S. Thompson. And there's so many stories I've never told because, you know, they're fantastical. And later you see it come out in the news what I told you happened. But I know about intelligence agencies and how they operate in factions and groups. And I know when they come snooping around, if it's the Israelis or the British, I don't talk to them. And the Russians have come around, I mean, 15 years ago, not around here, but, you know, around events I was at and stuff. I mean, they're everywhere. And we've had, you know, they've used Saudi intelligence against us the last few years and things, and we reported to the FBI, recorded them and stuff. And then they weren't Saudi Arabians. It was their company, though, which really was assigned to MI6. But I knew when Trump was getting in, there was a lot of interest in the Pentagon and in CENTCOM and Army Special Operations and all the rest of it. And so I already knew a bunch of those people, Delta Force, and you've seen a lot of them on the show, but others you've never seen. And, you know, I get phone calls from most famous Delta Force people and commanders and stuff all the time, give me information, and it's always been good. And so I had, you know, more security then and stuff because it was a big security threat, and I had these guys who were already in Special Operations. And they're like, oh, yeah, this guy wants to come. Just hang out and work with you some, blah, blah, blah. And I knew who he was. And he'd also been high level in MUS security. And but I was like, oh, so they want to come look at the infrastructure for a security thing because I'm so close to Trump. And they're like, well, Alex, you're really smart. Well, he's a really nice guy. Why don't you have him around? I was like, sure, Trump can come in here and sniff around. And so that goes on. He goes on trips with us and all the rest of the stuff. And then they're like, okay, well, I'm going to go back to work for Musk and Trump. Have fun, blah, blah, blah. And it was, you know, tied into other big groups Trump uses. People can probably imagine the names of big security groups. And we're doing private security for him as well. Because Trump has that, you know, Overwatch and the other stuff that goes on. He didn't have that when he got shot in Butler, you know, so he brought it back. And you got Eric Prince and all that stuff. And so, you know, one day we come back from a trip and he's in here and he goes, listen, I'm going to tell you a story. It's really interesting. You know, a month or so ago, I was gone. I was up there with Musk, and we had this whole like 5-6 hour meeting in the Oval Office with Trump, and they closed everything off, took everybody out, and man, they had it up on the big screens. They rolled in, and you know, Elon has already got 3D printers and already the beginnings of a big you know, base to launch to Mars on the dark side of the moon. And they've got, and I said, really, how are they powered? He goes, that's a good question. How do you think they power it? And I go, nuclear? And he goes, well, they got a lot of stuff. I don't know. But it was just amazing. And Trump signed off on it right there. And it's all secret. And I went, well, you know, with your history and your past, you got people that you wouldn't, I knew it. You got led like assassination teams for the CIA. I said, that's really interesting. Because if that's all true and classified, we get in a lot of trouble. And he said, well, they just wanted me to tell you about it. And thought you might want to know. I go, am I supposed to talk about it? Well, don't really say my name, but yeah. And see, people, that sounds crazy. But remember, 5 days, this is from his source inside the campaign, before Kennedy announces, I said he's going to be out on the West Coast. It wasn't California, then it was Tucson. And RFK Jr. at a big daytime rally will announce that he's endorsing Trump and Ma. And people, that's crazy. That's nuts. It happened just like I said, that Friday afternoon, 4 days later. So I just get given stuff like this. And usually when I'm given, it's been accurate. In fact, it's always been. But that I didn't even talk about for a few years because it was so weird. And I've run into him a few times here and there. Oh, just magically see him here or there. But that's what that whole COG is out there is, you know, happening. And when you get as prominent as we are, you know, basically the, you know, the intelligence agencies and people, even if they're not really against you, that faction, it's like dogs smell each other's asses. And so if you don't let them do that, they might bite you. Cause I have nothing to hide. But at the same time, you know, I certainly don't turn the lights out around here when those guys are in here. So, Daniel Liz, dark journalist, what do you make of that? Because that on my soul happened.
Wow. That is incredible. The thing about it that grabs me is the whole moon aspect on this, because it makes perfect sense that they were developing this type of technology on the dark side of the moon. And it also explains why China, with all their missions, want to go directly to that dark side of the moon. It's probably to keep an eye on what we're doing there as well. But the fact that they were revealing it to you, look, they're aware of your platform. They're aware of your impact. And they're doing that on purpose. The question behind all of that would be, why would they be doing that? They want to say, they want to data mine what happens when you let that story out. Now, they may have wanted the story to be out there as leverage, you know, because they're actually doing it, or they might be doing it on a different part of the moon and they want to misdirect. But they're using something as a conduit there with you and bringing you into that story. But I'll tell you what's interesting about that dark side of the moon story is I've heard similar type of things. So I believe that that story has been circulated for a reason, and I believe it represents actual technology that's up there on the moon. There are many accounts of technology and bases already being set on the moon. And the idea of Artemis and the amount of delays is that they were afraid, by bringing all this attention up there, that the thing that they've been developing in the background on a totally covert fashion, including the idea of making it the perfect drop point to go for these Mars missions, makes perfect sense, because they don't want all the attention there at that particular time. So all the delays that we've had, Artemis has been around for 6 years and they've never gone anywhere. But they're supposed to be the, you know, the first women in space on the moon anyway. So when we look at it that way, I think about people who are involved in our space program, like Gordon Cooper and Edgar Mitchell, and you knew that they knew things that they could not bring out, but they brought it out in other ways. I will say, in Cooper's case, he actually, with the president of the island of Grenada, addressed the United Nations and said, we know about these other entities. We think it's time we bring this into the UN Charter and all the rest. And then Reagan ended up invading the island of Grenada very shortly after that. So there's a lot going on that does not exist on a public level. It is an entirely, Professor Scott named it, coined it, the deep state. But it operates in this totally covert fashion, but it influences. When it steps in and creates a deep event in the public, it influences and changes policy. And that's what they're about right now in regards to space and our understanding of space, which they've kept us basically as children on the entire subject. So what I would say is, Musk and his team around that, they leaked that to you on purpose in that Trump orbit about the dark side of the moon. The only thing I'd be curious about is the date.
He said specifically that Trump was secretly authorizing the funding for the expansion of the base for Mars missions. And then you look at all the studies where they've said it'd be better to launch the mission to Mars from the dark side. And then, what was it, Ed Astra came out like 7-8 years ago with Brad Pitt, where you have a whole battle on the dark side of the moon between governments covertly trying to stop our launch. We already have a Mars base at that time. So, of course, that movie, I remember when it came out. I think it came out right after I got told this. And I was like, after I saw that. Guys, look up when it came out. I think it came out. So, this 100% happened. And, of course, I was just thinking about it again today, because Cooper thought they were giving him all this UFO stuff as a lie because he was in naval intelligence. But he wasn't sure. And then later he saw, the craft fly out of the water or whatever when he was out on a ship at super high speed. So again, I don't want to attack these other people in the military and stuff that say they've been told this, but it's always secondhand. Except this guy really was high level security with Elon Musk. This guy really was in the White House. I mean, just leave it at that. I mean, just examples. A lot of the guys I'm around are in the White House. I'll just stop right there. Like, I mean, it's not a secret. Like Sean Johnson, got the photo last week, I trained with, former Navy SEAL trainer, demolition expert. And he was just the White House shaking hands with Trump. I posted on X, made a joke, another secret mission. Sean Johnson actually was a secret mission, but leave it at that. Nothing that big a deal about. But it's just that this is secondhand, but this is directly from somebody I know who they are, and they're not, and I mean, it's definitely somebody that does a lot of super secret stuff that doesn't just tell people something like this for no reason. So, yeah, probably just to plant disinformation or something, is what I thought, and that's why I didn't talk about it for years.
Oh, absolutely. And, part of the whole thing, remember too, is about archaeology wars. And the archaeology war is, it's interesting, we brought up that clip earlier with the guy talking about Iraq and what they did with the looting of the Baghdad Museum. That is real. And I've done a whole Hot Zone series about archaeology wars and how they're looking for those ancient artifacts that are superpowered because they represent an earlier technology. The thing about space, I don't think there's any doubt for anyone who's gone into the space research that the moon and Mars have both been, and we've had all the high-level people come out and say this, airbrushed. The photos that we see of them, the videos we see, they're airbrushed because if they show anomalies of earlier development, then it blows somebody's entire program. That's why those people in that early era of the Kennedy era didn't want to go with the Russians to space because they didn't want to share those types of discoveries. It goes deeper than that, but I will say this in terms of the archaeology. If you see artifacts on the moon or you see artifacts on Mars, that sets up an entire trajectory for an entire different idea of human civilization.
Absolutely.
Human
history. You know, I don't want to run him down, but Stephen Greer, Dr. Greer, very smart guy, met him several times, very nice, very well spoken. I agree with a lot of what he says. But, you know, he's got the Israeli background with his wife early on, and then he is, you know, early on Rockefeller Foundation stuff. And so there, I mean, there really is so many times with these progenitors, this connection back. And you see Hollywood for 60 years, 70 years, just wholesale pushing this. As you said, Obama producing movies about it. It's not just that there's interest in it. There's a real push here.
No question. And as the president, Obama knew all of these things about the UFO file. So if he's putting his money behind a Betty and Barney Hill movie, I mean, what does that say about the reality of the entire thing? The other thing, I think it is interesting what you're saying here about people on that side of things. Like, there's been a lot of failed attempts at this disclosure, and the problem has been the meddling on the billionaire side. They've come in and try to shape the narrative to what they were looking for. And in that case, Rockefeller was working with a number of people in the UFO field. And a lot of those Greer narratives came out with, no, all the aliens are benevolent and all this stuff. So it had a kind of an alien messiah type thing. And then you had the UFO threat people, and that's like Elizondo, you know, the counterintelligence guy, and all of his background and all of these things started to fall apart the more he was out there. And then he starts holding up false photos and all the rest. So you have two sides, and they're vying for this disclosure angle. And one of those sides is funded by the kind of billionaire group. The other side is their own billionaire group. They work directly through the DOD, though. So there's a clash there between the two. One of the things I would say, and some of the worst people that have been involved around this, are the CIA people who are at the leadership level. And so, like, John Brennan has been involved, says, oh, we need to get to the bottom of the UFO file. Jim Semivan launched to the Stars Academy. He's TTSA, Tom DeLong, Elizondo, all of that. And then Chris Mellon. Now, Mellon himself, being the DOD billionaire official, he was called the mayor of Area 51. And as of 2016, he was on record saying the government never covered up anything. What are you talking about? There are no aliens. There's no UFOs. Forget it. Now he's the big champion of disclosure. We need to understand what changed in their thinking. If you have these people before congressional committees, you don't softball them and massage them and say, like, oh, you're doing great work. What a hero. What a legend. You say, no, why are you lying now? Or were you lying then? Which is it?
Exactly. And in closing, it's been a riveting interview, and I'm really appreciate you. I want to get you back on. Everybody should see your films and your work at darkjournalist.com. From my research, Area 51 has got some underground connections to Vegas and some toxic waste dumps. Since, you know, they've had some skunk work, secret aircraft there from time to time. But to me, it's a larger distraction. And I know they really keep secret a lot of the other areas, but I've seen information Montana, Utah, Wyoming, but there's bases obviously all over and all over the world. From all your deep research and credible sources, where are the real hotbeds of human secret aerospace technology?
Oh, absolutely. There's no question Nevada has been a major staging ground, and of course New Mexico was the leader in that. The one that gets missed very often, and the people there in Moon, Pennsylvania are great, but Moon, Pennsylvania is a major, major center for development of secret technology. It's been left off. You know, a variety of things happened around there. For example, the Kecksburg incident where this Acorn UFO crashes and has all these hieroglyphs on it. The entire town sees it and they're sworn to secrecy by the military. It's like Roswell Part 2 in the 1960s. But that took place very close to Moon. Moon, if you go into its history, was set up as a military town. during World War II, and they just decided this is something that we'll keep, you know, completely off the books and off to the side. What was going on, I think, with Area 51 is there was a battle with those groups, and they wanted to reveal Area 51, so they rolled out guys like Lazar. And, you know, a lot of the history of Lazar was very shady, including the fact that he lied all about his education, and he lied about a number of things. Now, he may have been working at a secret base and seen these unusual things, but you have to take into account who the person is. What disturbs me the most is that now Spielberg is putting out his movie next May, which is all about these whistleblowers and the UFO threat, the thing they're bringing forward, and they're focusing on one of those whistleblowers in particular. And now all of the other ones. David Grush is now a film consultant. You know, he's a film producer with this other guy, and these are the guys who are making the big budget Hollywood movies. So they've moved all those people there. The whole thing was moved from, oh, this is going to be disclosure through the podcast, which was a very, nobody asked one hard question of any of these guys. This is part of the problem. They were all softball questions and titillation and all the rest. Well, what we got were a bunch of people being moved into different positions. You didn't get any truth out of any of those people. And here we are now with a real UFO situation of this Harvard guy saying, oh, you have a UFO threat, and you have a whole setup now through NORAD and everything else for dealing with a threat. What is dealing with a UFO threat? That's emergency
power. So there are clearly, as you said, at least two major factions, and they're gearing up for something big, and it looks like they're fighting with each other on what the disclosure will be, whether it's fake or real or invasion or peaceful.
Yeah, exactly. And it's interesting to me that Trump's son, Donald Trump Jr., encourages him to talk about the UFO file. Trump is very reluctant to talk about the UFO file, but will wax poetic about Uncle John, even when it's under unusual circumstances. You might have caught him talking recently about Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, and how Uncle John knew him. He was one of his students. Well, someone did a little research on that, and the timelines didn't add up. And also, Kaczynski wasn't at MIT. He was at Harvard. So Trump was musing about this, and also he wouldn't have been talking about him because he wasn't revealed to the 1990s. So, and Kaczynski is a fascinating story on his own, but Trump here is raising it in the context of Uncle John and how Uncle John Trump had all this technological ability and that, you know, Kaczynski was his top student and all these things. Well, none of that was true, but why was Trump saying it? Trump deals in steganography often, which is why he even talks about Uncle John. I went back to an article where the COG people had invited from the Reagan White House in 1987. Trump to come in and deal with them. And he was talking to this liberal writer, you know, from like Vanity Fair, and he's telling him all these things. And he starts talking about Uncle John and the technology that Uncle John knew about. That's 1987. So he's waxing on back.
Well, let me raise this. It might not be riddles Trump's saying, because I forget exactly when Kaczynski was in the particular college, but he volunteered for the CIA MKUltra program, which is a whole spectrum of things, not just mind control. And then he disappears into a labyrinth of things and then pops back out. So who knows where Kaczynski really was or what was really going on?
Yes. Well, it's interesting because the public didn't know about him. And so I think this is really the crux of it. But there's no question that they moved him through various places and probably set him up in that very unusual. I mean, he's an MKUltra Milgram experiment guy right from the very start. And they took that kind of genius and felt like, hey, we can use it and misdirect it in this way. There's a number of guys like him, I think, that have shown up around the UFO piece as well. And I think that they do. Whenever we get around certain people who have that imprint, believe it or not, Lee Harvey Oswald has a UFO imprint, was telling everyone he was going to work for NASA. So when we get around these people who've been programmed for a role.
Yeah, they use NASA name as the feeder group recruiting them in. And then you've got Lee Harvey Oswald working at the secret spy YouTube base in Japan.
Exactly. Right. So that's Japan's Area 51, basically. And they put Oswald there. And it's interesting because Kerry Thornley, who was his bunkmate, basically said Oswald had a higher security clearance than everyone there. We all knew that. So who was this guy that they put into this role? And we have these people, and we just say, oh, he was the patsy or whatever. But why is the patsy associated with advanced technology in space over and over again? When we go into
just
the
like the shooter of Robert F. Kennedy.
Yes, yes. Exactly. he does. He came out of Skunk Works, which is the major UFO redevelopment place. So obviously that super secret structure, their access points have to do with, and the people that they use have to do with the secret aspect of the
because
government.
Because that's the highest level of secrecy.
Yes. Yes, exactly. It is. And it's right at the heart of the secrecy. There was something that identified a group called DISC, which was Defense Industrial Security Command. And that is the original group that handled the secrecy around the UFO file. And they were able to recruit all kinds of people for their programs and bring them in. And they had at their hands the very best psychiatric warfare manipulators. So the story came out recently, finally, and we've talked about this for years, about George Joannides. Well, it was admitted that, yes, he did. He, you know, he created the Oswald legend. It came out in this last round of Kennedy.
That's right. A month ago, declassified CIA Information Warfare Division was running Oswald.
Yes, exactly. And who was it who gave him his Career Achievement Medal? He gave him the Career Achievement Medal, Bobby Ray Inman, who was the CIA director who said, hey, UFOs are real, and we know who's not only what they are, what the objects are, but who's inside. So, Joannides being associated with setting up this very early case now, all the way back to Lee Harvey Oswald. And there he is in 1980 getting this medal, 81, from Bobby Inman, who is the UFO guy on the inside.
And by the way,
CIA.
You brought that up before the documents came out. Incredible. DarkJournalist.com on YouTube, Dark Journalist on X. Incredible job. Thank you for the time, sir.
Thank you, Alex. Talk to you soon.
Simply amazing. We can cut this hour and 50 minutes into 20 pieces. I mean, whoa. I mean, it's just crazy. And again, not writing myself into this story. My dad, top of his class, winning all these science awards, everything. Mother's a principal of a small town school. They get these letters. Hey, would your son want to join a feeder program to NASA? And all this stuff. And, oh, we want to do a test. We want to send him an 18-wheeler with something on it, see if we can put it together. They sent him a giant Union Carbide Ruby laser, basically proto-particle beam accelerator. He builds it correctly, only wears two pairs of sunglasses, gets blinded for 2 weeks. And then after that, they come and, oh, you're going to work for NASA now. And then it's just, oh, you're doing medical experiments when you're 15 years old at MD Anderson. And then, you know, and he got out of it. He won't tell me anything else after that. Well, a little bit at UT. He's like, yeah, they got a nuclear reactor under there, and they had CD-ROMs and computers already. He didn't tell me all this till like 2007. Oh, my God, it's so insane. And it's just a giant program. When I say underground, I mean right under our noses in society, all compartmentalized. All right. I'm out of time. Owen Schroeder's going to take over. There's a bunch of insane stuff I didn't hit. So, huge updates on the Epstein thing is totally broken through to the next level. I mean, the biggest information yet. My brain just today on this. And then I've got all this other news that I didn't get to. The crew's been great today. They've been having to deal with me just bouncing around because I just hit maximum overload. Not in a bad way. My brain just like right now. So, I'm kind of glad Dark Journalist came on these subjects that are so important because I was just already, I mean, just the Epstein stuff that broke. I'm processing it right now. It's over the top. Okay. Calm down. This has not happened many times before in 31 years on air. It's happened some. But it's just everything's exploding right now. It's all connecting. Listen, they want us off the air for reasons. We connect the dots. We know what we're doing. We thank all of you. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Take the clips we put out at Man Up Video and Relax Jones on X and share them. And please support us financially because we're fighting the deep state leftovers and all of it. And it's just totally insane. We need your support. Plus, the products are insane. We're sitting on the sale for 2 days because I've been too busy to come up with a new one or work with our sponsor to do it. So you buy one of any of the supplements, methylene blue, you name it, get another one free. Huge discounts. Buy one t-shirt, get another one free. Buy a ball cap, get one free. It's a huge sale. Funds the operation. Please take action now. I need your support. Plus, they're great products. Really missing out if we don't take action. Ultimate Methylene Blue, Ultimate Life Force, Silogy Gummies, all of it. Buy one, get one free now at thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. Go now.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? cannabis. I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. It all used to like Brain Force. Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple of days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue at my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine to the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate CMOS has been by far and away our best-selling product on the AlexJonesStore.com when we launched it some months ago. Now, we've had a hard time keeping the gummies in stock, so we formulated the capsules while we wait on more gummies to come in. Now, Irish CMOS is something that's known to be incredible for your body because of the natural iodine that exists in it. It's not just any iodine. It's also abundantly bioavailable. Now, if you don't know, iodine is incredible for your health and supports your body's ability to detoxify itself. Check out Ultimate CMOS capsules right now at the AlexJonesStore.com. Not only are you fighting for your health, your immunity, and your body's ability to detoxify itself, but you're fighting for humanity as well by keeping Alex Jones on the air, InfoWars on the air, and this crew operating to broadcast the truth worldwide wherever it is being censored. Just like your body is under relentless assault and needs Ultimate CMOS capsules in order to fight off all the toxins that you're met with, so is InfoWars under assault and needs the audience. So go to the AlexJonesStore.com right now and subscribe for Ultimate CMOS capsules every month.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.